Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 265. My name is Christopher Riccio, and I am here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello, people.
Jeff Chorney.
What up?
And Glenn Burgess is with us, too.
Hey, I finally made it.
Yeah, we finally have a four-man show. I think we've been trying. I think we tried this like three times in the past few weeks, and it never worked out. So
yeah. On that note, I gotta go.
I was on call. They just called me. So
don't joke. That could actually happen.
Today we are doing our predictions for 2013. We got quite a few emails for that, so thank you guys, and we'll be getting to those. But before that, we're gonna do some distractions. We're skipping news today, and then we're gonna do after the predictions, we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. Before that, Glenn, what's up, man? It's been a while.
Dude, the most recent thing that's pretty awesome that's up is last weekend I basically furnished my entire apartment.
That is a good thing.
Yeah. You have a couch now?
I had a couch before, but it's a crappy one. I still have that, but I've been like scouring Craigslist, like the free section and the furniture section, just to see, you know, somebody's gonna give something up that's still pretty
decent,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And that's one way to get rid of something. You want to get rid of something? Just say free. Come pick it up.
Just all the sections that say curb alert. Click, 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 click. Where is it? Oh, okay, well, I'll go take a look. To no avail. Didn't find anything there. And just randomly, I come home one day, and my neighbor across the hall, she's like, yeah, I'm moving out, and I'm not taking any of my shit with me. So I'm selling all of it, so just let me know what you want. So I walk in, and I ended up clearing out a bed, a kitchen table with four chairs set,
nice.
A bedside table, a portable air conditioner, a wine rack, yes, a wine rack because it was there. And one other thing. Yes, and I'm trying to think. It all cost me $125.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well done, sir.
So, like, yeah, this is great. I didn't even have to move it that far. It's just directly across the hall. That's
your
awesome.
Your first world problems have been solved.
Yeah, some of them. I still need a coffee table, but I have another, somebody else is moving out two floors below me, and she's giving me her coffee table for free.
Nice.
So, yeah, I lucked out. That made me really happy. My apartment actually looks like it was, living here.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it looks lived in.
Oh, that was the other thing.
It looked like a squatter was in there.
Yeah.
He's not sitting on, milk crates anymore.
Why does this person only have an HDTV, a 360, a PS3, and a towel?
And more importantly, why is that TV stacked on top of pallets and old pizza boxes? I don't understand. The other thing I got was a DVD rack, like a lot like Jason's actually that he had at the apartment.
The IKEA
like a
one?
Super stupid tall thing. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I got like four
things.
Of those things.
Yeah, I've got
I think I need to get five.
Three.
Yeah.
Five. I've got eight of those.
Holy crap.
And I still have games coming laying on top of games. It's ridiculous.
I had to retire my PS2 section is now retired, and so is my Dreamcast and PS1 area. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, I have to.
Should
retire.
We have like a funeral?
I'm gonna have to pack them up and pack them up, and store them somewhere or something.
I secretly wish that the day before you did that, Jeff, that one of them fell off the shelf and broke, and you were like, "Damn it, I was just one day till retirement." So I mean, that's been
lethal
the big
weapons.
Kind of life things. I also got a car. I haven't talked about that in the show. I bought a car. Cash.
Oh yeah, you got Audi. I'm trying to remember what you got.
Yeah, an Audi A4, 1996, with 200,000 miles on it. But it cost me $1,500 cash. I own
it. Still runs.
It's mine, and it runs great. Actually, it runs really well, and it's the Quattro. So the snow that we've been getting here lately has
not
been
an effect
awesome.
On you.
Oh yeah. No! Just the other day, I was over at Stephanie's house, and she's kind of got like this pebble driveway that's at a steep angle. So whenever it snows, you know, like she's got this front-wheel drive Civic. It's there. It's going to be there for a while. It's not going anywhere. And her neighbors are out, and they're all plowing all the snow and everything, and I just kind of brush the snow off my windows and just start the car drive off, and they look at me like, oh, fuck you.
I was going to make an Oates' mom joke with how many mileage is on it, but then for all we know, she
might listen
to the show.
She might listen. Don't do that. That was the most awkward moment in history. Holy
that
crap.
That was an awkward Facebook. To fill people in who, I guess.
Yeah,
Chris,
I'm lost here. What happened?
Oh, my God.
So Oates posted something on Facebook, or what was he doing? And I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, he said something about, I'm bored. What are you guys doing to pass the time or something?
That's
like
right.
That.
And then so Jack Bauer wrote your mom and then put her, and then I went your mother, and then I was like, oh, damn it, Jackie beat me to it. And then
Glenn I popped in and thing. I go, your mom. Oh, damn it, Jeff and Jack.
Yeah, you beat me to it. And then we kept going for a bit, like with Mother Joke saying, and then you said, does this mean that Oates' mom has more subscribers than Region Lock Podcast? And I wrote back, yeah. We definitely know at least Oates' mom exists or something like that. And then when I wrote that, I was thinking, you know what? His mom could be on Facebook. And what do you know? The next post that comes on there goes, hi, I'm actually Marcus's mom. You should respect your own and other people's moms. Just saying.
Just saying.
Oh, my God. My son works very hard on his podcast, and you shouldn't make fun of him.
Oh, my goodness.
Shit. But the just saying fun. Made me realize she's got a good sense of humor. Like, I mean, what kind of mom says just saying?
Yeah,
so,
true enough.
I was like, all right. So
the kind of mom that doesn't exist, and Mark has just made an account and posted it.
It was kind of funny, though, because Jack mentioned it in the chat, but he said afterwards, or he PM'd me, he says, I was so tempted to write back, so I guess Jeff's done his, he's done with his mom, I guess, because she went and posted. That would have been fucking hilarious.
Oh,
that would have been hilarious.
Asking for trouble.
Yeah. That's funny. Anyway.
All right.
What else, Glenn?
Oh, no, that's going to wrap me up, I think. Yeah, I'm done.
Cool. Jeff, what's up, man? Mute button.
Mutey.
Fuck, yeah, it was my mute button. I was like, no, it's not. This thing is sensitive. It's kind of mine of its own now. I guess I think it now has like internal timer that I kind of built up over time.
I'm just, like
randomly
that.
Mutes now.
One yeah. day, Jeff will get an XLR cable and a USB
yes.
adapter for his mixer.
For his mixer and for his microphone. He just doesn't yeah. have any of the cables.
It's so true. Well, I have the cable that goes from
like
the microphone to the mixer.
He's got the $300 shit, but he can't go
yeah.
and buy the $12
buy,
worth
like,
of cables.
That total will be like $8. Fuck you guys.
Jesus, Jeff. Just to make you feel better, though, on the last Growing Up episode I did with Travis, I accidentally left my mute button on.
Nice. Nice. It happens.
You live on in spirit.
But yeah, last week was I celebrated my birthday. I'm fucking old.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. What'd I do? Friday night, me and Tanya and a few friends went to the Raptor game. They ended up winning, which is good. Went out for a little bit of drinks afterwards. And the next
yeah,
because
you guys in Canada riot, don't you?
When what?
When your teams lose. Isn't that true?
No, we riot if our teams lose or win.
I was going to say, okay, what cool. do you mean yeah. lose?
It doesn't matter.
Anyway.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. I was going to say, did he hit his mute button again?
Yeah, the fucking wire. I guess it's the wire's really sensitive. Okay, you know what? On break, I'm going to order that shit.
Good idea, Jeff.
So, and sit by the door. It'll show up right away.
Hey, it always works on Looney Tunes.
It does. Acme, yo. Shit, their shit's tight. Yeah, Saturday went out for dinner with a couple friends, went out afterwards and, you know, drank quite a bit and had a good time. It was fun. Nothing too big. I didn't, like, go and organize anything. It was kind of like, whoever happened to contact me that day, I was like, hey, me and Tanya are going to go for dinner at the steakhouse. You guys want to come? And people either showed up or they're like, yeah, we'll meet you guys after when you guys go to the bar. Like, all right, cool. And I think I ended up playing, did we play Street Fighter on Saturday, Jason? I can't
remember. Yeah, we played Street Fighter.
Yeah, I think after I got home, it was, I can't remember what time it was, probably like around like 12:30. It was kind of early for Bethany.
So
yeah,
basketball, drinking, and Street Fighter. Sounds like your perfect birthday.
It was freaking amazing.
Yeah, I mean, what more could Jeff ask for, really?
Exactly. Yep. Pretty much.
Cool, man.
That's about it.
All right. Jason, what's up?
Not a whole lot, man. Busy at work. I don't think I've done anything besides just work stuff since we last talked last week.
Okay. Well, hey, at least you're busy at work. That's...
God, there's got to be something interesting going on in my life.
How's Lisa?
She's great.
Yeah.
She had a long day at work today. She's finally working.
Oh, what
she's
is she doing?
Off the couch. She's working at like a home decor retailer called Kirkland's.
Okay, yeah, I know that place.
She kind of likes it there. Everybody loves her, of course. She's doing great at it, but still keeping her options open. She's still making a ton of contacts here in town and.
That's good.
So, yeah, she's doing everything right. It's just taking a while. Cracking cool. into that cool. industry. So, yeah, that's really it for me. How about you, Chris?
Not a whole lot. You know, it's
awesome.
same old stuff. You know, it's just been had some friends over on Saturday night. We just kind of hung out, drank,
what?
And watched football. So,
I don't recall getting an invite.
Were you going to fly down from Minnesota? I'm sorry.
Maybe.
I didn't realize that was going to happen. Well, if that's the case, then on Sunday the 27th, we're getting some people over for my birthday if you want to come over.
Cool. Are we all invited?
Sure. Why the fuck not? You guys can all come if you fly down.
Nah, I don't want
We'll make it happen. But, yeah, that's about it for me. Not much. Oh, Jason, I don't know if you'd be interested in this or not, but I thought I'd just put it out there just because I thought it was kind of cool. GM, General Motors, is opening an innovation center in Roswell up the street from my house, and they're creating 1,000 jobs.
In Roswell. That is really cool.
Yeah. So that's kind of neat. That happened this week.
Bam. Yeah,
pretty neat stuff, but, I don't know. We'll see what comes of that. But yeah, that's it. So let's move on and talk about some games.
So many joke opportunities there.
Games.
Okay, well, come on, why don't you go first?
Well, I've mostly, this is kind of embarrassing. I've been playing the Vita a lot lately.
Why is that embarrassing?
And, what's embarrassing about it is I just looked at the time and I've got almost 30 hours in Jetpack Joyride.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
I've just been playing it. Like, if I lay down in bed to go to sleep, I play it before I go to sleep. If I'm sitting on the couch and not doing anything, I just pick it up and start playing it. It's like an impulse, and I don't know why. And
38 hours. Like, you didn't just leave it on.
Hang on.
Accident.
Let me. No. I'm going to boot it up, and I'm going to tell you, because I have it on, of course, in a save state. I'll let you know what it says there. So I've been playing the shit out of that. A little bit of... Gravity Rush, I just picked up. Because I just got the Plus.
Plus, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I only got 3 months of it because I'm poor, but I really wanted to get it. So
it gives you enough games to play for 3 months.
You know. Oh, okay. So my official time right now is 3 days, 3 hours, 3 minutes, and 58 seconds.
My God, dude.
And Jetpack Joyride.
Okay, that has to be.
Did you say 3 days?
That has to be because you have it in the sleep mode or something. It has to be.
I don't think so.
You think you played the 3 days, like 78 hours. Plus.
It's 156 games.
Wow.
156 games.
That doesn't seem like it should be that long, though, because Jetpack Joyride games can be pretty quick.
Like,
even like
an
a
average
long
time?
One is like 4 minutes.
I've completed 96 missions. I've spent 71,000 coins. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I've collected 46,000 coins. Destroyed 127, collected 127 vehicles, scattered 3,000 scientists. Yeah, I've done a lot of shit.
That's a lot of fucking time, dude. That's
so which version do you have? Do you have the original, like, PSP minis version, or did you get
I got the free one.
The free one that came out, like the original, like the.
Yeah. Well, I gotta
or
say.
I should say official, I guess, not original.
I like it. I think it's my favorite version of Jetpack I played. I played it like 2 years ago when that came out on iOS. I played it on someone's iPad and it was pretty fun. Yeah. And I was like, oh cool, it came out for Android. I've been playing it on my tablet just kind of, you know, when I'm on the shitter at work or something like that. But this version, for whatever reason, as stupid as it is, the fact that it's got the touchpad on the back.
Yeah,
so you don't cover the screen while you're playing it. So you can actually see all the obstacles. I'm like, wow, that just kind of makes sense. So that, and they kind of added a couple little graphical enhancements here and there. Nothing big, just like, you know, there's shells that fly out of the thing when you're flying around now, and like you can shoot out the glass on the floor in places, and just stupid little things. It's just a really good version of it. So get it if you didn't. It's free. Go pick up that shit.
Yeah, I actually haven't downloaded it for the Vita yet, so I might have to do that.
Go for it. It's free. No reason not to. Other than the fact that it's apparently stupidly addictive, more so than meth, and you'll play it for 3 days
more
straight.
More so than meth.
Jetpack, black tar, heroin. So that, let's see. Oh, I got back into Halo 4 briefly. Halo 4?
Oh, Halo 4.
I think you said level 4. I'm like, what's level 4?
I'm like, level 4? I'm
like, level 4? Isn't that one of the guys from Dodgeball?
Yeah.
No, Halo 4. I just got to, I haven't played much of it in single player at all, so I just now got to where you're seeing the Promethean Knight people for the first time.
Those dudes.
And you get those sweet ass weapons.
yeah, they're pretty cool.
That's
everything.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I'm playing through that, and it's I'm kind of getting the whole Halo groove back, so I'm not dying too often that I get frustrated. Mm-hmm. So I had to stop because I was going to go out and, go out to dinner that night. So I figured if I didn't stop at the, I'm at that moment where you're in the center of Requiem and you have to shut off the little beams on either side so you can try to get the transmission out.
Mm-hmm.
I just did the first one. I took the first one out and then the second one, they're like, all right, go take this one out. Looks like you're going to run into some more resistance, though. And I'm like, yeah, I'll be here
obviously
the entirety of the day. Just keep playing now. I won't stop. So that's where I took a break there. But that finally got its hooks in me a bit. So probably when we get off here, I'll play that again a little while.
It's good. Cool. It's fun.
It is.
I need to get back in the multiplayer. I haven't played the multiplayer in a long time.
Yeah, I, the only time I really played that was when I played with you. I don't know why.
For one game.
It was literally six games. Like, that was
it wasn't even. It was one game, and then you were like, I'm obviously not in the right mood because you didn't do too well, and you're like,
I played more than one. I think we did three, and I did shitty on all three, and I was just like, I'm just going to cut out for a minute. This isn't working out so well. Yeah. One of my coworkers actually entered some tournament they were doing. I guess you could win like a Ford Raptor pickup truck that was done up like a warthog.
Oh my god.
That's cool. So he took a day off work and he played for 72 hours straight.
Jesus Christ.
You had to like get in the top 20 out of everybody who was playing that whole scheme, you know, and it was just however many points you could accrue, total points.
Mm-hmm.
So he took 3 days off. He played for 2.5 days straight, and then he looked at the rankings and he realized he was ranked 137. Out of like, no, it's not bad at all. But the people who are above him were like such high gaps, point wise, that he's like, there's just no way because they're obviously playing exactly as much as me. They're just better. So there's like no way I can make up the point.
It's like a fucking uphill climb that doesn't end.
He kind of had this theory of, well, if I just play continuously, I'll definitely get enough points that I could. I'm like, yeah, I think you underestimate the dedication of the Halo community.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's see. I think that's about it. I've been neglecting my games lately. I have some Wipeout 2048, of course. Pick that back up. I'm trying to go through the Fury stuff on there and just complete that. I'm kind of trophy whoring it a little bit and taking it easy a bit on there. But I want to get on there. Jeff, you got to hop on and play that stupid game with me.
Yeah, I've been playing. I'm not good at it yet. Like I remember when Vita first came out, I played the Wipeout HD like a crap load.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is just a little bit harder to get used to, but I still play
the sticks
it.
Are just they're just small enough that it makes it a little weird.
I don't use the sticks for a Wipeout. I use a D-pad.
Oh really?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, weird. I always do, even like on PS3 and everything.
Now what's interesting on the PS3 with Wipeout HD, I play with the X button for throttle, like the standard Wipeout controls.
That's what I do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But on the Vita, I play with the race controls so that you hold the right bumper down for throttle.
Do that. Yeah,
I have to because my hands don't fit right, so I can't shoot things and hold the throttle down at the same time.
Okay.
Like the buttons are too close for my thumb.
What you're saying, yeah.
So I started cramping up in my right hand really badly trying to play with the regular controls. So, pro tip: if you're having that problem, switch to the racing controls.
Hey.
It takes a minute to get used to, but it's pretty good. It works.
Didn't you guys use the grips for the Vita?
Jason has them, I think.
Yeah, I absolutely love those things. That was like one of the best $15 I've spent.
I think Travis got them too, and he seemed to love them.
They're really good.
Fingers and thumb are cramping up like quite a bit. I'm like, if I had my finger like this hand this position, it wouldn't do that. And I'm thinking maybe picking them up if I can find them. I haven't even seen them in a store in a long time.
Check Amazon. Okay. They have them here.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you get the official ones. There's some other third-party ones that are just not as good. But
really easy to snap off and on, so if you have to travel and shit.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I actually keep mine on all the time, and I've got a case big enough to fit everything, so I'm good.
Huh. There was one other. I think I talked about Ingress on here before. Did I tell you guys about that game?
Yeah, I think so.
The Google alternate reality augmented reality game?
I think you've mentioned it to me in passing, but I don't think you've talked about it on the show.
I think you have.
Oh, really?
Unless we're getting mixed up with an email thread or something like that.
Bring me up to speed. I haven't heard about it.
Just in case, I'll give a brief synopsis. So in Ingress, the whole thing is based on your GPS location. They do a whole overlay. And the idea being you pick a faction, either Resistance or Enlightened, and there's these portals all around you. that are kind of seeping through this unknown exotic matter, and it's not really known what its effects are on you yet, except for the fact that it acts as a muse. So, like, all the portals are marked by statues and interesting architecture because they influence people to make it there. So when you go around to, like, there's Public Square right down the street from me, there's a few pieces of art right there and statues, and all of those on the GPS are marked as portals. And you can actually hack into these portals, power them up, and if you get enough of them powered up, you can hack the codes, link them together, and anywhere between a grouping of three or more, you can actually control that area. So it's kind of like a conquest mode in Battlefield or something like that, where you're working to control the most area and cover the most population with your grid, either Resistance or Enlightened. And you're playing against, it's almost MMO-ish because you're playing against all other people. There's no AI, there's no anything like that. You just go up to portals, you walk around, and your phone will just kind of buzz at you and go, hey, there's a portal nearby, and you hack it. And you, as you drive around or walk around, there's just little exotic matter specks that are just laying around you can see on the phone. And as long as you approach them within a certain distance, you just absorb them, and those act as like action points. So you can't just go around hacking things like crazy and just, oh, whatever, and be douchey. You have to actually, you can only do so much, and then you have to walk around more to get more action points to do something. And even then, you still have to wait at least 5 minutes to go after the same portal again and do anything to it. But it's really cool. I finally actually got a minute to walk around and play it more. It's inexplicably fun. And I think it has more to do with, like, the role-playing aspect. Like, I'm in a Google Plus group where there's Resistance on one side and Enlightened on the other. And so people will post up, like, oh, here's the intel for today. You know, we've got this area that's all hunkered down over here. We've got this many people. We've got a huge field over here. Let's make sure we keep it up. And then, you know, people come in from the Enlightened group like, you people are fools. Why can't you just see we're trying to help you? And, you know, it's just kind of neat.
I'm just really glad that you found other digital LARPers.
It's really close to digital LARPing. I'm not gonna lie.
There's one
really close.
In terms of LARPing, there's one called
LARPing is what it's called.
Which one?
LARPing.
No. This is one that's like it's the same thing. It uses the Google Maps, whatever your area, like your GPS, but it turns everything into like an RPG. So you'll go into like what will be like a bar or pub near your house, but that'll and then once you walk into where it is,
it's Google like a Maps, random encounter.
The what?
It's like a random encounter?
Not a random encounter. You'll actually go into it. That'll be like the bar in the role-playing game that you're playing. Of course, the inside doesn't look anything like it, but you actually, on your GPS, where you go to, like, every, like, spot in your area is, like, basically somewhere in the game. It's actually, what the hell is it called? I looked it up. It's for iOS right now, and I looked it up. I don't think it's available in Canada yet. This is going to really fucking, something like, oh my god, the life we live. Oh no, what the fuck is it called? I can't remember, but it's a similar kind of thing where it uses your GPS and like Google Maps, whatever, to draw out like the map and then just every kind of like thing in the game, whether it's like your house or some kind of bar, pub, or an inn, that's what it'll be actually on the maps too. It's kind of cool.
That is what I've seen. It's such an intriguing concept, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I think
actually walk around.
Yeah, I don't know if I could ever get into it, but it's like, no. Oh wow, that is really neat. I want it to get to a point where it's like, you know, you do walk into that bar and, you know, you get some kind of notification on your phone or whatever, that somebody is nearby, like from a different faction, and then you have to like fight them in the bar. Cause you'll know.
And like,
the other dude just got notified and he's looking up and he's looking at the door, right? And then you catch his gaze and then you know it's on.
You
rush over to him, just like, you know, fist balled, and then it's like, it's on, son. You both pull out your phones and you know, you do something, and then
you yell out,
end up having an Irish car bomb.
Yeah.
You yell out, Pikachu, I choose you, and you throw it down.
God.
No, it's what I think would be cool, and this will never ever happen, mind you, because GPS is nowhere near accurate enough for this. But if they were to interface this somehow with like Google Glass, so that it could like it could overlay over a person, like every spy movie you've ever seen.
Yeah.
So if there's somebody from an opposite faction, just as you're gazing the crowd, it just goes beep, 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 and a little alert points at their head. And I was like, that motherfucker, kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I'd play the shit out of that game.
Would be
I'd probably
really cool,
not
actually.
Ever, I'd never do anything else. That's all
if
I would
figure,
do.
If you could figure out that tech, Glenn, make it so you can, so single people can find other single people in bars, and boom, you're a millionaire.
Oh my god. That's brilliant. All
right,
money
right there, man.
That's the newest app. Chris, we're working on this. It's called DTF. We're just going to... It's the DTF app. You just flick a little switch on, you toggle it, and it just lets everybody in the club know, hey, I will fuck you tonight.
Yeah, and then it puts on everybody, and then you just got to pull the thing up and be like, oh, okay, cool.
The homosexuals did it with that Grindr app.
Actually, that's true. They did.
Somebody needs to make it for straight people. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Cool. Is that it?
Yeah, that'll wrap it up.
All right, cool. Jason, why don't you go next?
Not much to report on. Yeah, Jeff and I played a little Street Fighter this past weekend, which is great. I love playing Street Fighter with friends, especially good friends, and especially with alcohol, because that is my moment of zen. You know what I mean? Like, there's no real pressure. I don't know. I just feel happy when I'm doing that.
Street Fighter makes you happy.
It does, unless we're playing against, like, Eddie Kusanagi or some shit.
Yeah.
Then that game sucks. Yeah. I hate myself afterwards.
I think we started Street Fighter Cross Tekken first, and then we were like, this is good because Eddie's new at that game.
Yeah.
So we were laying the beat down.
That's true, but we were having some connection issues, with Eddie. So,
yeah.
I made the suggestion to go to Cross, or just regular Street Fighter 4. Glenn mentioned a tournament, and that reminded me of something that I did a couple weekends ago. Once a month, there's a bar here in town, kind of like a live music venue as well. This group called Tipsy Pixels puts on
a
tournament of sorts, and it's usually old school stuff. Like the first one I went to is an old Street Fighter 2, like on the Super Nintendo.
Really? Like the original Street Fighter 2?
Yeah, like on Super Nintendo. And man, people actually had sticks made for the Super Nintendo.
What?
Oh my god.
Like custom sticks, and they'd, modded it for the Super Nintendo. Yeah, those guys won. I think I came in third or fourth for that. But, this most recent one was Mario Kart 64, which is a super fun game, right? And so much fun to play in parties, especially while you're drunk, so. We've been getting more and more people going out to these, and it's been a blast, man. I love the whole, live tournament environment, especially with alcohol.
with alcohol involved and stuff.
And it's such a cool venue, too, because, it's got a big stage area where everybody, plays the games. And then, there's like railings along the back half of the bar where you can just kind of rest up against it and just, soak in everything. It's really cool. So I wish more bars did something like that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Tipsy
like
Pixels. Hey, I got two first places in Mario Kart.
I did rather well.
And then we had like a little exhibition match during like halftime. There was one other GI editor there and some of our friends. So what we did, I don't know if you guys have heard of the drinking game, like don't drink and drive in Mario Kart.
What's that?
It's basically, you grab a beer and you start the race, but you have to finish the beer before...
You
cross the finish line before.
That's awesome.
But you cannot be moving while you're drinking the beer.
You can't be moving. You can't be putting your finger on the accelerator.
Yeah. Well, no. You have to be completely stopped. You do it like right away in the beginning, just chug your beer.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
If you get like knocked off the track or something like that, then you can drink some. But yeah, you cannot be moving. While you're drinking.
Can we play this now?
I know, right?
Can we just play this?
I can load it up. It's fine.
But yeah, it was pretty cool. We had like an exhibition match of that, which I won as well, which is pretty cool.
Not surprising.
But yeah, super fun. That's really all that I've done. I've been really busy with work and home stuff. So,
all right. Jeff, go for it.
Yeah.
I'm cracking away. I'm almost done with Golden Abyss on the Vita.
I should finish that. I think I'm on like the last chapter. I just can't make myself play it anymore.
20, I think. I'm having fun with it, but I'm literally playing it in really small spurts though. Like I can't.
Yeah, and that's the way you got to do it. I mean, it's like for me, it's like that game was so overpopulated with bullshit, with like integrated with integrated Vita bullshit that I was like. I can only play like one or two chapters at a time, and luckily the
chapters
are a lot
shorter. Clean off the Spanish helmet with the dirt off of it.
Well, that stuff didn't bother me. The stuff that bothered me is I'm fucking laying in bed. Okay, I've been laying in bed for about 45 minutes.
Oh, the camera
Tanya's
stuff?
Tanya's sleeping, and it's like, please hold up to a fucking light and to see the shit. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, it's just dumb. You know, at some point you gotta just like allow them to bypass that shit. You know?
Yeah. I was like, it should have an option like, no light near you, hit this button. Because all you're really fucking doing is holding up to a fucking light source and it's making the shit bright. And it's like, click, oh, you got 100%, boom.
Which is cool. Like, it's a cool gimmick, I get it, but don't make me do it. Like,
yeah, shit like that's got to be optional. As a quick aside, I think Gravity Rush, you know, which was, it wasn't a launch Vita title, but, you know, it does have those motion controls kind of built in. But they're completely optional as well. Like, if you have a tough time doing them, even though I think they're integrated very well, you can still just use the right click to aim and shit.
Oh, yeah, and that's the thing. They just they use it for slight adjustments for aiming, and that's what Uncharted does, too, for actually aiming while you're in doing gunplay, and that works really well. But it's the shit like when you're in melee combat and you're swiping the screen to do stupid melee moves.
It's not even that, because that slows down so much. I'm like, you'd be a retard not to be able to do this.
Yeah.
But it's like, the two big complaints are, because I don't mind the rubbing ones. I don't mind that, because that one's you can do anyway. But the one, the first night before.
Plus, you're skilled in rubbing them, so.
Hell yeah. So I was, you better rub the clitoris. So anyway, I was like, I got the fucking thing with the light. I'm like, fuck it, I'll do it tomorrow. So I was like, you know what? I could probably use the flashlight app on my phone, and that should work. So I was like, so this is the next day, mind you. So I'm sitting there in bed. I get to the point because it was like pretty early in the chapter, so the save was pretty much there. So it's like, all right, hold it up to a light source so we can see this. So I'm like, okay. So I turn my flashlight thing from my phone. It's barely working. I'm like, this is garbage. And eventually I was like, you know what? Fuck it. So I got up. This after began being in bed for like 4 or 5 minutes, went to the fucking bathroom, turned the light and held it up there. I was like, you fucking, okay, thank you. God damn it. And went back to work.
Oh, I was really hoping that you, thanks. I was hoping you did that, like, while Tanya was sleeping next to you and she woke up and just saw your retarded self holding your phone to the back of your Vita. Jeff, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm
playing Uncharted.
And the only thing, other thing that's bad is, I don't know if this happened to your Vitas, but sometimes the back touchscreen just stops working.
I have not experienced that.
Because I've experienced a few times with Uncharted now when you gotta, like, rotate objects. It's happened twice in that and once when I was playing Escape Plan.
You got one of those white Vitas, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is. I'll tell you what, if you send it to me,
I'll send you
a nice, barely used black one in return.
Gotcha.
And that'll fix everything, I'm sure.
I'll even throw in some screen protectors.
And a case, for that matter.
Just to make it fair.
I thought the black one is sexy. I think the grass is always greener, I think.
Are you serious?
I'll be honest with you. I think the white one's pretty sexy, but I like the black one.
The black one's like, but I think it's like every console. Whenever what the launch console is, once they announce the next one, and they say, oh, it's now in black or now in white. Everyone's like, oh, it's so sexy.
Oh,
it's
damn. Like, yeah, I was just doing that today because they just announced a white version of the PS3. Yeah. And I'm like,
it looks so good.
Kind of nice.
Exactly.
And it's the Super Slim or whatever the fuck they're calling it.
Yeah, the Slim with ribs.
The one that costs less but isn't priced less. Yeah, that
it's
one.
The white PS3 iPad 3, whatever.
The Wii was released white, and then once it got a black one, it's like, oh, what a sexy black.
Same thing, 360 get a red one. The Elite was black.
Yeah. The what?
I said, you guys get a red one, a red Wii.
Yeah, that thing is so ugly. That is seriously one of the ugliest consoles ever released. I saw that in person for the first time. Like,
it looks pretty sexy.
Ugly. What else have we been playing? Oh, we finally went over our monthly thing, so I got to download All-Stars on PS3.
Yes.
It's a lot better on PS3 in terms of seeing stuff.
Keeping up, sure. It's a lot easier to keep up with.
And controlling, because this is the D-pad on the DualShock so much better than anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
So
The Vita one's not bad. I'll pull that out. But DualShock is good.
Yeah. So I've not really played anything more than, like, I went to the combo thing and was like, hey, I'm going to try Jax combos, boom, and then I played for about 5 minutes of single player, and that's about it, but... Okay. We need to play that soon.
Yes, hopefully tomorrow, right? Is that what we said?
Tomorrow night. Yeah, hopefully.
Sweet.
I'm in.
What else? Lots of Forza Horizon. I think that's going to be my first racing game that I actually complete.
Man, yeah, you've so really good. Been into that the past few years.
Yeah, it's probably the longest I've played a racing game. It's just so good. It's just like you can go in there, do a couple races, and that's it, and just drive right. It's just really, really fun.
I might have to look into getting this game later on.
I think you'd like it, dude. It's like a perfect balance of arcade with sim. It's really, really well done.
So if I was going to look between either that or Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Let's put it this way. I have Need for Speed Most Wanted on 360 and on Vita, and I've barely touched either of them.
I love the demo, though.
The Vita one, the demo's great because the demo you're getting really good, decent chunk.
Yeah, the R8 and the, yeah.
Yeah, but then you realize when you're actually playing the retail version, all you're doing is doing 5 races per car you find. It's, if it was set up like Burnout, where you got to drive to the certain intersections and do the race with whatever car you want to, that'd be awesome, but it's not like that at all. It's like you get a car, you do the 5 races for that car, and then there's no point in using that car ever again, unless you're doing multiplayer. And then you just go get your next car, do another 5 random races. Not even random, they're just set races, you just gotta go there. During that whole time, you have to dodge cops and shit, because you might have cut a corner on the fucking road and went too fast.
Yeah, they're a little bit sensitive, aren't they?
Yeah, extremely. It's,
You're jaywalking!
Yeah, pretty much, man. It's like if they would have just put the fucking Burnout shit and did everything else the same way they need for speed, I think it would be awesome. But I'm actually thinking about trading it in, or if you want, I can sell it to you really cheap if you want it, Glenn. Or whatever, or if you want to trade something, because I honestly don't think I'm going to play the 360 version. I'll probably keep the Vita version just because it's a decent racing game to have on Vita, but I probably will not touch the console version again. DMC? Am I the only one who played DMC so far?
Sadly, yes. Dude, yeah, we talked about this last week. I pre-bought it on Steam.
Oh, that's right.
It's not actually releasing until the 25th.
Yeah, I was going to say it's so next week, right?
So, I am hating life right now because I want to play it so bad.
I don't know if you like... Did you like Devil May Cry because of the difficulty, Jason, or just because of the fact it's fucking badass?
Yeah, badass, really. I knew about the difficulty. I was never one to actually try and go through each difficulty mode. But yeah, man, the style, the actual gameplay, how fluid it was, and just how good it felt, the over-the-top goofiness.
Yeah.
Were things that I really loved about the game.
Then you'll like this one, for sure. It's really well done. The first hour was so good. Like, it's got that over-the-topness, but as much as people fucking like the new Dante is more emo, like, and all this other garbage, it's actually, as sad as it sounds, it seems more serious than the other Devil May Cry games, even though it's totally over the top. And I think just because of who wrote it, like the writers behind it, it doesn't sound as cheesy. It sounds dumb, like, but good dumb, but not cheesy. Like, there's no lines where you're like, oh my god, I'm embarrassed I'm playing this game. You'd be like, hey, that's fucking dumb, but that's awesome. And it's just, it's really good. And they do a really good troll, fuck you, to the people I bitched about the new Dante within like the first 20 minutes, and I laughed out loud. It's really, really well done how they do it. I'm like, that is awesome.
They did a pretty fucking amazing job.
They did a great job. It's Ninja Theory putting together their great presentation and cinematics, animation, and combining that with actually great gameplay for once. And it's,
yeah,
I think
once.
If you're a Devil May Cry fan, you'll like it. I mean, it is definitely easier than any other one so far. I'm only a couple hours in, but it's definitely easy. Like, I S-ranked the first 2 missions and my first time through, and that's just
sweet.
A lot of hardcores are really annoyed with the game, but it's just like their complaints are
stupid.
A lot of them are kind of
it's like, oh, the game's not hard enough. Well, put it on a higher difficulty then.
There are some ridiculously hard modes in that fucking game.
Necro.
Like Hell or Hell mode or something like that.
Yeah,
it's like, or Dante will die. Like, you know, you die in one hit, but the monsters still take, you know, the same amount of damage. It's like, fuck. There's plenty of opportunity for Challenger.
Yeah, and a lot of Devil May Cry people are actually serious, but they don't, the first place they do any Devil May Cry game is just to open up the harder difficulty. So why not just shut the fuck up and do that? And Necro, who's like a big Devil May Cry fan, he's already unlocked, I guess, the next 2 hardest difficulties. And he said that the Dante May Die, whatever the hell that
must
the
die,
one after Dante Must Die mode is probably the hardest Dante Must Die mode that's ever been in a Devil May Cry game before. And he's played, like, he's S-ranked, like, all of them. So that's saying a lot.
There's something to be said for lowering the difficulty level and making a game like that a little more accessible, you know? Mm-hmm. Because Devil May Cry, it is notoriously, like, hard, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's deterred people from the game, so... It does. It's not going to fucking hurt anyone to have the default difficulty be a little bit easier.
Yeah,
you know?
And you're going to play,
so people will feel good
anyway
about themselves, you know.
Yeah.
And like, if you're one of the fucking diehards and that really need that challenge, just dial it up. Quit your bitching.
Exactly. Don't shit on it for having options for people, so other people can enjoy it that aren't as fucking hardcore and cool as those people. But I like it. This presentation is great.
How far are you?
Looks
so far?
Good. It's hard to say, like mission-wise, or like...
How many hours in
time? I'm probably about like an hour and a half to two. Okay. Not far. I popped in yesterday after the draft game and played like, it's like the, I basically got to the point where, he's obviously you get the rebellion and Ebony and Ivory pretty early. And I got to the point where he opened up the two sub weapons, which is awesome, by the way, because I love the soundtrack as much as it's like fucking dude metal and all stuff. It's timing of it's so good. Like, you get to the point where you get like your big axe, which is like the devil side of like your heavy weapon. And mm-hmm. it's cool because once you get it, he's like, oh, awesome. And the menu comes up, it's kind of like a tour, tells you how to use it. The second that pops up, like, it starts like a heavy metal like type song, and right away it goes like, roar! And then it's good. That disappears and goes right into like you practicing it like on the enemies. It does that for both like these weapons again. It's just so awesome. Every time that happened, I was like, that is fucking badass. Everything's going crazy. But yeah, and there's a training room too, which is awesome. Like,
yes,
like a combo training room. And it's, you go in there, whatever weapon you have equipped, it has all the combos, all the combinations on the right side that you've opened up. And then you can switch on the fly and practice combos in there, which is really cool. Something I thought Devil May Cry should have had for a long time, because it's such a combo-heavy base game.
Yeah. I mentioned this last week, too. Capcom Unity put out some, like, advanced tutorials and shit. You should really just, just sit down and watch those, just pick up some tips and stuff.
So I should.
It makes combat a lot more fluid and, I think, a lot more fun in the long run.
Yeah. You definitely can't mash, but it's definitely easier to chain together stuff, I find, in this one. So it's like, got to dodge, and you still got to dodge and hit the right attack to get, like, a character, an enemy, like, disarm him or have him drop his shield or whatever. But once you do that, if you're not surrounded by a bunch of dudes, you can keep that guy juggling for, like, ever or do all these crazy combos and shit. But you still need to change it up to get, like, the high-end combos, like the S rank and double S rank and triple S rank and stuff like that. It's good. I can't really complain. Like, I was kind of skeptical when I first... I wasn't skeptical because of the whole redesign. I didn't think there was a problem with Dante. Just that the fact it was Ninja Theory was doing it, I was kind of like, I don't know if it's good. But, you know, it's a constant, I think, 30 frames. It runs really well, and I don't know. I like it. I think it's... Oh, again, I can't say much. I'm only an hour and a half, 2 hours in, so I'll talk about it more, like, next week, but...
I think most people that are approaching this in, like, an objective manner mm-hmm. really like it. But then there's a lot of haters out there for whatever reason.
Yeah, there's a lot of haters.
I know. But you should check it out. I know, Jason, you'll definitely like it. Chris, I don't know if you like Devil May Cry stuff, but
I loved the demo.
Right, well, if you love the demo, then you'll. And if you did the demo, like the only reason I think I did well the first like three missions is because I played the demo literally probably about 8 times.
Yeah.
So you can just do you'll get through it, but it's probably gonna get harder. And
yeah, I'll probably get it on Steam at one point or another.
I actually was thinking about getting it on PC because the PC version is supposed to be like quite a bit better than the console version.
But you have to wait for it then.
Yeah, it wasn't even that. It was just that I was like with Far Cry. The reason I'm not playing Far Cry is just because it's on my PC. If I had it on my console, I'd probably play it a lot more.
Yeah.
And it just comes down to...
You gotta change that. Hook that shit up to your
I do hook it up. This is my problem. This is the exact problem I have because I'm fucking so anal. It's like I set my settings to the highest. Then I'll play and I'll be like, it's not running at a good frame rate. So I'll lower everything down to when it's like 60 frames. And then I'll play it and I'll be like, maybe I can put one more thing up higher. So I'm constantly going to my PC, changing settings. I'm like, I want it to look the best I can. And I know on console, I'd be like, there's nothing I can do about this shit. This is how it looks. Deal with it and play through the game. And I can't do that with PC.
That took me a long time to get over that too. Cause it's like, I have this fucking awesome video card. I should be able to do this at fucking max ultra everything. But it's not practical because you're not getting, I much, much, much prefer like a smooth 60 frames per second over, you know, like super high ultra textures. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I can find, luckily, you know, a lot of games out there have like an auto detect or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do that, but I'll put it like a level lower.
Yeah. Then
I'm like 60. Ensured that like super smooth frame rate, I guess. So
I get screwed on that auto detect shit because I've got
I do too.
It's the Intel graphics, you know? I've got the Intel graphics and the GT 540.
Okay.
And 90% of the time, it says, you have Intel integrated graphics, so you need to go low. I'm like, oh, fuck you. That's just not accurate.
The way I do it is I'll usually go in, and especially with something like Far Cry, I'll turn something that I think is pretty pointless all the way down. Like, Far Cry has that enhancement that enhances the textures and like the visuals of things that are way off in the distance. I'm like, I don't really care about that. So I'll just turn that all the way down to low And that's the only thing I have to do. Everything else can be on Ultra, and it runs great.
Fine.
So.
Yeah. Well, not all of us are lucky as you to have that kind of a PC, Chris.
I have the same video card you do. I just have two of them.
You just have two of them, exactly.
I have the video card you have twice.
Once
you strike a good balance and just kind of get over that hump where you want to max out everything.
That's the thing, yeah. I should just suck it up and be like, that's it.
I have actually been like neglecting my console because it's like, oh, it's way over there. My laptop's right here. I just want to play shit. Everything on my PC, you know? Maybe you'll get there someday. I hope so.
I hope so, too. And this is one more thing I would say with DMC is people were afraid, like, yeah, he's emo, whatever. Dante was emo as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dante was emo for his time, too.
This game, I think it's pretty decently written. It's obviously tongue-in-cheek and very self-aware, but it's very, like, he's a believable teenager, or like guy in his early 20s, the way his attitude is, especially in the first like hour of the game, and it makes sense why he'd be like that. Like, I don't know about anyone. We're all in our 30s right now, except for maybe Glenn. Are you 30?
In April, I will be.
So you'll be 30. We're all in our 30s. So
yeah, don't rush it.
We might not remember what it was like to be 20 in that fucking age where you're just kind of like fuck the world and all that kind of shit. And it just makes sense that. It just has a lot more character in this game than he has in any of the past Devil May Cry's. It just makes sense. It's a believable character. I'll just leave it at that. It's the easiest way to say it. But yeah,
You're not the first person I've heard say that.
No. Cool.
So.
Yay. But check it out. It's pretty awesome. Hopefully, cool. I probably have it beat by last time. It's supposed to be not really on the long side, so.
Nice.
Yeah. That's basically it.
Right. Are you guys caught up on your 2012 shit so we can do that fucking show?
That's a good question. What did I play? We gotta write down a whole list of games in the next couple of days. I gotta make sure things I need to take off. Be like, I need to at least play this for a little bit. I think I got most stuff covered that's realistic, except for a few things that obviously, like Borderlands 2 won't happen, but I know it's gonna be awesome. But, yeah.
I gotta go back too, and
actually
like,
probably play Torchlight 2 before we do that show.
I gotta play Mass Effect 3 again briefly, just so I can really remember what it was like to play it. Not just
you know, I need to go through so that. Long I actually ago. Got some of the DLC for that. I need to go through the DLC and then see. I want to see the revamped ending just to see what it is.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever did that either.
Just YouTube that shit.
No,
seriously.
It's not as. No, come on. Ugh. Don't be that guy.
All right, so what have I been playing? I finished episode 2 of The Walking Dead. So I'm, you know, continuing that. I played some more Torchlight 2. Picked up FTL for, they had it on sale for $5. I don't know if you guys have heard about this game, but, it's pretty interesting. It's like, so it was actually a Kickstarter game, and I missed the Kickstarter. I didn't even know about it.
Kickstarter or a green light? I forget.
I think it was a Kickstarter.
We'll go with a Kickstarter. Yeah. Okay.
But, basically you are the commander of a ship. And you have, you're a member of the, they call it the Federation. It's very, Star Trek-y that way, but they call it the Federation and you have some intel to put down the resistance and you're trying to get back to Federation territory so you can give them the information. And there's, the rebels are basically behind you trying to find you. So you're moving through sectors of space in order to get to Federation space. And there's like 8 different sectors you have to go through. And in each sector, there's a system or there's like several systems and you have to jump from system to system to get to the exit of the sector to move to the next one. And every time you jump to a new system, an event happens and it can be like there's a shop so you can go and buy, you know, you can buy new equipment for your ship, or you could, maybe recruit new crew members, that kind of thing. Or it could be a battle, or it could be like a distress call. And, you know, sometimes that kind of stuff happens. There's little quests that pop up, like you'll meet a ship that says, I need you to escort me back to this system. And you'll have to make a few jumps to get to that system and defend them, along the way. But it's very simple. There's a lot of strategy involved in it too, because like when you get into ship battles, you control basically what weapons. It's not action oriented. It's all strategy oriented. So you're deciding what weapons you want to fire and what part of their ship you're firing against. So like maybe the first thing you want to do is you want to fire against their weapons so they can't shoot back. That kind of thing. And then there's also like once you get deeper into, once you get closer to Federation space, you start, you know, facing ships that have, crew transporters, and they'll actually beam guys to your ship and try and take over your ship and destroy it from the inside. So you have to manage both, the people that are on your ship. You have to get your crew to try and intercept them, and you're trying to fight this ship battle at the same time. So a lot of that goes back and forth, and it's a lot about, you know, managing your time and figuring out, you know, just basically being able to do all of that at one time. It's not as easy as I was expecting it to be once I got deeper. I got to the last sector, and you basically get to the Federation base, and like the Rebel mothership, I guess, is, like the command ship is coming after you, and you have to go to the command ship and destroy it. And I was on my way to the command ship when I died. So that was the second time I played it. The first time I played it, I died like three sectors in. So, it's not an easy game. It's very much about managing resources and just the strategic, issues in the battles. I mean, I'm having a great time with it. It's a quick game. You can get through it, and you can get through a play in like maybe half an hour to an hour. You know, it's really cool. If you guys are into that type of sci-fi aspect, then, you know, I would say check it out. You know, go check out a video or something just to get a feel for it. But, you know, I mainly was curious about it because I've heard other podcasts talking about it. And, so I went ahead and jumped while it was on sale, and I'm glad I did. It was good stuff.
Cool.
So.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of buzz about it. Most buzz I hear about it is people getting frustrated with like the catastrophic failures. It's like, oh my fucking God, my engine's burned up, but I was doing so well.
Yeah, one of the things, okay, so what actually killed me and on my second time playing it, I was actually, like in the second to last sector, and one of the things that I ran into this race, and they were like, I don't remember what the race was called, but they were like, don't worry, we're not going to attack you. You know, we've heard about what you're doing, and we're willing to offer you help, but you have to prove yourself worthy. And basically, they make you jump to this system that has, like you jump really close to the orbit of the star, and they're like, you have to sit here, and you have to actually stay here longer than we do. And so that you'll stay in there, and like, the entire ship is heating up, and like things are catching on fire within the ship, and you're trying to put out the fires. Then they attack you, and you're trying to manage putting out fires on the ship, and then and trying to stay alive from them attacking you. And when I finally got out of it, and got to jump out, after I jumped out, my O2, my oxygen recycling system busted, and everybody suffocated except for one guy. So basically, the way I lost the game is that the like once I got to the Federation sector, the first battle I got into, they beamed like four guys on, and it was my one little dude, and he just died. And I'm like, oh well, I guess I'm done. And they rub it in your face when you die too. Yeah. Your ship is destined to drift in space forever, or until it's raided. But it's really, really cool. It's a very unique unique concept and a unique game. And if you guys can get it, if it sounds at all interesting, I say jump. It's you'll probably like it. It's pretty cool. Yeah. See what I did there? Yeah. By accident. The other game I played this week was Anarchy Reigns. Played some of that. I like it. It's good. It reminds me a lot of... It's a 3D old school like Streets of Rage game. That's what it feels
Thank
like.
Thank you. Yes.
And it's
so
really
it's like
fun.
A terrible Final Fight 3D game.
No. That one doesn't count.
This is very approachable. It's easy to play. And you know, it's not like the combat is super complicated, but they do give you a lot of options to do. Mm-hmm. Like different ways to kill guys and stuff like that. You know, there's a lock-on feature, so that's helpful. There's like you have super moves, and you have like this overdrive type of thing, and you know it's repetitive, but it's fun, you know. So it's one of those games where I could sit down, do two, three, four missions, and then be done, and come back to it like a day or two later, and I'd be.
I think
that
game's more about the multiplayer.
Yeah,
I haven't tried that yet. I'm looking forward to trying it though. So I actually did get a code for the EB pre-order stuff, so I apparently have Bayonetta for multiplayer.
Oh, nice.
I'm not sure how that works, but I want to give that a shot. But yeah, I mean, overall, it's getting above average reviews. It's getting like sevens and eights, and I think that's relatively accurate. I mean, it's probably it's the first game
so
to
sevens and eights.
Well, it's in the sevens like average, but I would say that's pretty accurate because I think it's probably the best executed beat 'em up game in that type of 3D.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. You know, that's my thought anyway, but, you know, I have fun with it.
So. No, I absolutely agree. And I think a lot of people are coming at it from the wrong angle. You know, they're thinking of it as like a fighting game. They're seeing a lot of the, you know, characters have kind of the same movesets and whatnot.
Right.
But, man, that's so not different than old school.
Yeah, it really isn't. When it comes to beat 'em ups, I mean, it's not like the combat is supposed to be very complicated.
No.
I mean, it's about, you know, they were definitely not trying to replicate God of War or something like that.
No.
Or Devil May Cry.
I guess that's the thing.
It's strange. It's strange though because you know they're so well known for you know Vanquish and Bayonetta, you know, and those are really really good like combat action engines.
Yeah,
this is meant
to be like a mindless fun game.
Yeah,
and I think they succeeded.
It's very scaled back.
Yeah.
There are some issues with like the camera and shit like that.
I've run into a couple. Yeah, it hasn't been like game breaking, but it's been a little weird.
I think my thing is that type of game to me is just not fun anymore. Like. I can play Streets of Rage still, but it's not like I can play it for a long time. Like I can play, I don't know, like for shits and giggles, I'll play with somebody who's here and co-op and we'll beat the game, whatever, and then I won't touch it for like 6 months. But if a game, mm-hmm. like, I guess that's why I couldn't even get into this. Like, Scott Pilgrim was a pretty decent game. I don't think I played it. You guys played it, I think, right?
I fucking loved it.
Yeah, I could not get into it. Just like that gameplay to me now is just doesn't do it for me anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
And maybe that's where... You know, some people are coming from too. You know, I understand that. I respect that.
But if it's weird though. Something like, what's it called? I like, and it's technically the same thing. What's it? Dishwasher Samurai or like? Shank didn't hold my attention either. Actually,
I like Shank.
Yeah,
a lot.
Shank is probably a good comparison because it's mindless. You know, it's not very complicated combat, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I mean, I would say even the dishwasher is more complicated than Shank when it comes to the combat. So,
oh yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I mean, it's
such a good game.
It really is a good game. But I mean, and that's the thing. It's like this is you know a lot of people are, you know, some of the downfall is that people want more complicated combat, and it's like that's really not what this was made for.
The complaints I see is just it's repetitive. Well, that's
it is repetitive.
It's repetitive, and I heard that the single player is more like. Training for multiplayer, like the bread and butter is in the multiplayer.
The single player is weird, and the reason I say that is because it's like there's really not like when you're out in the world, there's really not any point. It's like you're killing shit, you're killing shit, you're killing shit. You open up a mission, you go do the mission, and after you finish the mission, you're back to killing shit, killing shit, killing shit until you opens up another mission. So, mm-hmm. and, you know, they have free missions and story missions, and you can replay the free missions as much as you want, but story missions, you play them once and you continue. So yeah. That's kind of how they break that down.
I think that's
you gotta unlock them extra characters, man.
Yeah. I've actually unlocked two or three of them so far, I think.
I mean, that's how you mainly do it is through the story-based shit, so.
Do you think they price it right at $30 then, like for $60?
Definitely, yeah. It's not a $60 game. No, I think it's priced right at
true.
$30. I think that's a good price for it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's it for me.
Oh, shit.
So, why don't we take a break?
Yeah, let's
Yeah, we're skipping
okay.
news today, so we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll do our predictions, and then we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us,
God.
And we'll be right back.
It's time to wake up.
Hi, welcome back.
You're welcome back.
Thank you. Prediction time! Let's do some predictions. I love
Let's
this
predict
show.
Stuff.
Predictions 2013. I predict that Jeff did not order his shit over the break. I think
I
you're
totally
right.
I forgot.
Am I right?
I did not.
Oh, Jesus.
No. Fuck.
All right. So
can I add a stupid disclaimer first?
Sure.
I hope it doesn't sound like, I don't know.
Well, you can't say shit that you might know about already.
Yes. It's along that line.
I was going
to
actually
make that
statement.
I'm privy to some information about like some games that haven't been announced yet, but I really don't know anything about some of the bigger stuff, like, you know, the consoles, like, you know, when exactly they're going to be announced or specs or anything like that.
I think it's safe to say that anything you predict on the show, you don't actually know for a fact.
Exactly.
I swear to God, I'm not cheating.
Yeah. Right. I didn't even think of that. You bastard.
I thought about it. I just knew that Jason wasn't that much of an asshole.
Predictions 2013. I'm going to bat 1,000 this year. You guys watch.
I'm telling you guys, new Assassin's Creed isn't coming out this
then
year.
If that's the case, if he busts all that shit, I'm going to predict
it's
that
Jason. It's going to be awesome.
If he predicts all that shit and it comes true, I'm going to predict that Jason doesn't have a job in 6 months.
Right. Yeah.
I'll be like, wait,
Assassin's Creed Sisterhood's coming out.
Sisterhood.
Nice. I will say one thing about Assassin's Creed. I hope you guys like boats.
Boats?
I'm just saying.
All right, moving on.
All right. Let's start with emails. We got about 5 or 6 of them. Thank you guys very much for sending them in. So we're going to rotate around. Jason, you want to take the first one?
God damn it. I was drinking and shit. All right.
Fat Guy Podcast.
All right, and on to the second one.
So this one's from Chris B. Chicken. He says, "Hey guys, just wanted to give you some of my more ballsy predictions for 2013.
All right.
So here they are. Number one, Microsoft will hold an event in May to announce a new Xbox, which will be called either Xbox Infinity or just Xbox. It will include a Blu-ray, Kinect 2.0, and a 500-gigabyte standard state drive?
Solid state drive?
Solid state.
You mean solid.
I don't think so. Okay, not continue. Happening. I'm sorry.
500 okay.
They will also announce that it will be released at the end of August with a first party launch lineup consisting of Forza 5, okay. Crackdown 3.
Oh, God, no.
Or possibly Crackdown 3.0. What? And a new IP from Rare. Left 4 Dead 3 is also a possibility. What? And it will be priced at $350.
That'll take care of the solid state drive.
Solid state drive, it won't.
No. How much will the rest of the console cost?
That's right.
But I mean, that brings up the point.
Glad you and I same page, buddy.
I've heard a lot of talk about companies that are going to be willing to to keep the cost of the consoles down this time.
Not that much, though.
If you remember when the PS3 came out, that was like $500 plus or whatever. Yeah,
when 360 and PS3 came out, those were both pretty much cutting edge. We're not going to quite get cutting edge this time.
I don't think so.
No. I think
we might.
But I will say I like the Xbox Infinity name. I think that's a possibility. I definitely agree with the Blu-ray and Kinect. Solid state drive, never going to happen. Not 500 gigs anyway. There might be one in there, but it's not going to be 500 gigs.
80.
Maybe 120 if we're lucky. But
It's definitely going to be, I think it's definitely going to be 200 plus. 100%.
If it's not a solid state drive.
No. I just mean like whatever kind of hard drive in there, it's going to be 200 gigs plus.
Right.
For sure.
If that's the case.
It won't come with it. That's for damn sure.
Right.
I think it will.
No, it'll come with a hard drive, but not a solid state drive.
All right.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Solid state is like a giant flash drive. They're expensive.
And they're super expensive and super fast.
Yeah. They're really fast. Whatever the main SKU is for Xbox is going to be at least 200 plus, and I'll get to that with my predictions. But he took one of mine. I think it's going to be announced in May as well. It's going to be the same as 360. They're going to have their own event in May prior to E3. Uh-huh. And
Is there a rumor that Sony is going to be doing an event in May as well?
I do believe one of those guys.
Yeah, that's the rumor. And they're both trying to
pre-E3
beat one another. Mm-hmm. But I think one's going to hold off until.
I think
E3.
Sony's going to hold off.
I don't think so. I think you're going to catch Sony sitting on their haunches this time.
No, I'm talking about holding off for the launch, not about the announcing. I think Sony's going to hold off because if you hold off for the announcement, you have all the cards are in your, like, you have the best hand because you know what your competition
know
is
what
gonna,
your opponent
what they
has.
Have. Yeah, you know what they have, what they're going to do. Then you counteract that.
But by the time you're announcing, though, you're not changing anything. Everything's already rolling out.
I mean, mostly with price.
You can skew your pitch, though. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, you can focus on different things,
But you're not changing your price either, though, Jeff.
It's a weird game of chicken.
There's no way.
Between those two companies.
There's no way.
There's no way you're going to change your price based on what the other one said. You're going to market your price based on what your hardware cost is.
That's not entirely true.
That's not true. Yeah, exactly. I think they totally
If it's a difference of $20 or $30 per console, maybe, but if it's like $100 off, they're sure as shit not going to match that per console. There's no way.
No, of course.
We're gonna get more to this later. I promise.
Yeah. All right.
Let's go to the next one.
Moving on. Number two, Sony will announce the PlayStation 4 at E3. Its flagship features will be cross-game chat and a party system, which will be very... I like how he adds that it will be very buggy at launch. A first-party launch-up of Killzone 4, MotorStorm 3, Infamous 3, and Resistance 4. Wow, no new IPs will be announced. Sony will also announce The Last Guardian has moved to development over to the PS4. with a tentative release of 2022. Released in October, and priced at $400.
To make up all the development costs.
You know, I don't think that it's necessarily going to be buggy at first, but I think that what is going to be cool is that you're going to be able to look forward to a patch later that'll let you access it in game like a year after it releases.
All right, so
that looks like a decent launch lineup. But that's like all of their IPs.
It is.
Yeah.
Then what do they do for
years? They don't have Uncharted or God of War in there, but.
Okay, that's two of them then. Uncharted, God of War, and Gran Turismo. So they're going to release three or four of their biggest IPs.
Well the rate they're going, there's not going to be another Gran Turismo until the PS5 anyway.
Well, the rate they're going, there's not going to be another Resistance. And if there is another.
I don't think there'll be another Resistance.
There's not going to be another Resistance game. I think that franchise is done.
Yeah, Gran Turismo for the PS4 will use the PS3 for a rearview mirror.
So he kind of joked about one of mine, so I'm going to go ahead and throw one of mine out. Last Guardian will be shown at E3 and will be PS4 launch window title.
Okay.
Yeah. Likely in 2014.
That's a popular prediction.
I think that game's dead.
I think the prediction's making Sony shit their pants. They're like, yeah, it's coming. No, it's not, guys.
I think there is trouble at that fucking studio, and I think that Sony has just not, like, conceded yet.
No.
I think that they know it's dead, but they don't want to tell people that it's dead.
I think they're hoping people forget.
No.
That won't happen.
It won't happen.
Will not happen. Because I'll tell you what, all the PS3 fanboys are out there like, we still got Last Guardian! We still got it! It's coming!
I don't know.
It's going to be launched the same day as X13 or Versus 13.
Yeah, that's right.
I want to say that if it does get announced, it's going to be done by a different studio.
Yeah, that's what I would say, too.
I think they've got other studios working on it right now, I think, anyway.
It'll be done by someone totally different.
What's next?
Number three, Valve will announce Half-Life 3 or Half-Life 2 Episode 3 with a release date in November. Hmm. Valve will also announce Portal 3 due out in April 2014.
God damn it, I've never hoped a prediction to be true more than what you just read.
So Valve has gone on record to say, you know what, we're not going to do Half-Life 2 Episode 3. We're done with that. I know that we said that we're going to do it. We're not going to do it. So the next one is up in the air. And it's probably going to be Half-Life 3. Now, whether or not that gets announced or even fucking released this year, I don't know. But
I think if it does get released, it'll be released side by side with the Steam box, like we were talking about last week.
I think
that would make more sense.
That really would. That might be one of my predictions later. Anyway. I'm just picking and choosing.
I think they can announce it this year, and Valve, they can announce it and not come out with that game for another year and a half. They just have to announce it this year.
Didn't they technically already announce Half-Life 2 Episode 3?
That's what I was saying before, is they did announce that. They said that they're going to be on like a strict schedule of releasing each episode, but you know, when it came to Episode 3, it had gone way, way, way past the deadline. And then they came out and they said, okay, all right, we're not going to do the episodic thing. We're going to skip this one, essentially. And, we've been in limbo since then.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what are we on? Number four?
Number four.
Crispy chicken. A new, smaller Wii U gamepad will be announced.
I disagree.
But I want to hear Chris's.
Yeah.
Oh, my reason for agreeing is because their price is too high and they have to do something to drop it.
That doesn't necessarily make it smaller.
They're going to have to it may or may not be smaller, but they have to redo it. They have to have a re-release of it with the price. Yes, with the dropped price.
God, who would be fucking stupid enough to release like a smaller, lighter version? Oh, DS Lite.
I think it's too early. Not this year. The Wii U just came out. They haven't even redesigned the 3DS yet. Well, yeah, they have the big one.
I was just going to say, yes, they did.
Well, yeah, but they haven't done like a smaller
version. The DS Lite was
yet.
Like, I think it was just barely a year after the DS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't see the point of them doing it.
To lower cost. They have to lower the cost because right now they're actually selling at a loss. They have to lower the cost of that.
And Nintendo doesn't do that. They don't fly that way. Nintendo makes a profit from the get-go.
When you look at how much they said those things were going to be priced in Japan.
I will highly, highly disagree with this one. We'll see what happens.
All right. Yeah. I mean, this is not one I thought about. Yeah. But I mean, I definitely contemplated the Wii U price drop. I don't have it on my list because it's too damn obvious. It's going to happen.
And you can't even buy them separately right now anyway.
Right. Right.
So don't you think they try putting those out first on the market and seeing how they do? And then
no, I think this is going to be a situation where it's just like getting the PS3 Super Slim. They're going to revamp the console, revamp the controller, lower the cost, and lower the price.
It could be.
A year after? Really?
Yeah.
It's possible.
They have to, man.
I think so.
I don't see it happening this year, but I mean, I see exactly where you're coming from. But.
Announced this year. It's not coming out this year. Announced this
well,
year.
Well, the thing with Nintendo is that they announce.
They're and like Apple.
Three, four
and it's available now.
They're ready to release. Yeah. So, let's move on. Number five, Ubisoft will show off Watch Dogs again. It will blow us away. Again, release date is sometime in January 2014.
Yeah,
this is definitely a next gen title. Yeah. We're not going to see it on PS3 or Xbox or.
Well, I think you will. I think we will. It'll just be a dumbed down version.
I really don't think so. No. Why would they? No.
Why
this,
not?
This is absolutely next gen stuff. What we saw at E3 was just like a vertical fucking slice that was mocked up.
Yeah.
It was not the full engine running. This is being developed for next gen shit, and they're not going to fucking reverse engineer this shit.
You think they're just going to throw that out there on brand new tech to hope they make their money back off it?
It'll be on PC too. So I mean,
it'll be on PC, but they're targeting PS4 and Xbox 720.
Oh, no doubt. I think it's going to be like.
But
Splinter
they're not. They are not going to release it for PS3.
It's Ubisoft. I will say they. I will actually place a bet on this that they will. It's Ubisoft, okay. And the same thing with Splinter Cell. When the 360 came out, when they made the new next-gen Splinter Cell, and they made a dumbed-down version of it for PS2 and Xbox.
That's a well-known franchise.
That's even more to say that they'll probably do that
No. With a well-known franchise, you can just put that name out there and put it on any platform, and it will sell. With something like Watch Dogs, granted, there's a lot of buzz on the inside here, but it's not a recognizable name,
That's why I think they'll probably throw on as many things as they possibly can.
Definitely.
And just to make their money back. Because it's going to take a while for people to adopt to a PS4 and a new 360.
It's more of an investment to put it onto as many things as you can, too. So it's not just like they make it and then make their money back.
It's a small investment if you say
that's
you it
not
to, like,
true.
There's how, look how many. It's totally true. Look how many developers Ubisoft has.
Not if they're developing it on next-gen tech, though. It's not a small investment to scale it down to work on something last year.
I agree with Jeff in that aspect, in that Ubisoft does have a lot of subsidiaries, and they can just kind of farm that out to whoever. It's like, okay, you're going to work on the 3DS version.
Well, I don't think it's going to be 3DS version.
I'm not saying it's going to be.
Imagine Watch Dogs.
You're right in that aspect. But yeah, I really don't think it's going to be on this-gen hardware.
Gotcha.
I have no comment on that because I really don't know. I mean, I can see it going both ways.
I think there'll be a dumbed down version.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway,
shit.
Yeah, that was it. Hey guys, keep up the great work. That was from Crispy Chicken.
Thank you, Crispy Chicken.
Very, very crispy.
Appreciate it.
I'm hungry now.
All right, who's next?
I'll go here. This is from Jeff with a J. Better tomorrow. He says, "Kay, this year I will toss some predictions. These are pretty much being made on the fly. I haven't pushed much thought into them. Number one, both consoles will be released within a month of each other."
Good God. Well, that could be.
That's possible.
They could announce at different times and still release during the holidays.
Yeah, during the holidays.
That's true.
I mean, that happened with PS3 and the Wii.
Sony's not going to get caught with their pants down again either because the whole 360 PS3 thing, it took so long for them to make up sales on that. They just recently passed to where they sold more than you, and Microsoft's like, and? Nobody cares. So I don't think you're going to catch Sony with their pants down again like that.
Hmm. I Do you think, what are the odds you think PS4 releases like early 2014? Like,
I think that's likely. I think that's likely.
I think my prediction is that the new Xbox One's going to come out in November. November, I said like 19, it's going to be like the third week of November, where I think Sony is going to come in. It's within a few months of that. I don't know if it'll be like the month after. Just I think Sony wants to reap the rewards of, because the PlayStation 3 is selling really well right now, and mm-hmm. I think they want to make some more money off that before throwing out a new console out there to be like, let's confuse people and buy something new and more expensive.
But you don't want to miss the holiday season.
That's the thing. It's like, what do they do? Because Sony's
so not, they, I think if they were going to release in the following year, I think they'd probably wait till the holiday season so that it's the new thing too, that everybody wants to have.
Yeah. I think the only company that gives a shit about the holiday season, to be honest, is Nintendo.
Yeah.
Because it's the name, you know, I'm go get my kid Nintendo, that kind of thing.
Yeah, seriously. You know, if they carved out their own, you know, like, you know, window, early 2014, you know, whatever, I
but
think
all,
they would,
all
you
the
know,
consoles see a huge spike in the fall, though.
Yeah.
Huge. Like, basically, like, November, December are the highest numbers for any console, any year. I can see why they wouldn't want to miss out on that, but...
I think that's true. It's weird with console releases, though.
Yeah. Because console releases are like, you get the hype automatically, then you ride that into, like, the holiday, and then hopefully they keep going.
Right. And in, like, the case of, like, the Wii U or something like that, where you don't have a lot of recognition. Not a lot of people knew about the Wii U, but they all knew the name Nintendo. And they all knew that, like, hey, oh, fuck, a brand new Nintendo console is coming out. That goes back to the whole, like, you know, if Oprah pushes it or fucking pushes it. Ellen pushes it on.
Yeah, with the right marketing, and it doesn't matter what month you put something out in, really.
Right. But, yeah, Nintendo definitely, you know, caters more towards that family market. And I don't think Sony or Microsoft give a shit about, like, getting it out before, at the end of the holiday season.
Yeah, I think you're going to end up seeing... like March seems to be a popular time for Sony, you know, so for them to release stuff. So I think you'll probably see, and there were rumors about, delays for Sony because of, you know, chip manufacturing problems and stuff like that. So I think you probably see like 360 in November and, Sony in March or something.
Yeah. It's,
I really don't think Sony's going to wait that long. To compete with,
they'd be smart not to. I will say that they would be smart.
I think they're going
to
do everything in their power to launch as soon as the whatever Microsoft console is coming out as well. You know,
and then we'll get a day one.
They can to do it.
Then we'll get a day one 3 gig download patch. there's a prediction for you. Both systems, both Microsoft and Sony, release day one patches to their operating system.
And neither of them are going to have working online day one.
Shit. I hope that's not a fucking trend. Oh my god.
Me too.
Yeah. The second prediction, Sony does not implement a one-time use game thingy into their hardware. I think he meant software, but yeah.
Oh, is that that's the used game issue?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think they're going to use that.
I hope not.
I think they will. I think everyone else will too.
I'll be.
I think they'll do the online thing. I don't think they're going to do what they patented. I think they'll do what Steam's doing, where you have to have an online connection. You have to be connected online to.
Which raises a whole fucking shitstorm of issues. But
exactly, but less issues than what Sony was going to do.
You're probably right. Yeah,
the worst.
If you want to see pirates come out in rare form. Put restrictions like that on your fucking console.
Yeah,
well, see how fast.
It's worked for Steam, right? That's how Steam works. You have to be logged on.
But Steam's not.
No, well, Steam, you can play offline mode and then go into offline mode.
Yeah. Oh, but it's so fucking
tricky. But in offline mode,
you
have to be on your PC. And like, if you're on someone else, like you download the game and go offline, it's go through. Because Crayman had his account banned because he played something at Battle and Brew when we were there for Indusfest.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was playing something, and because something to do with he wasn't logged in on his thing, I don't know what exactly happened, but he got banned. Like, Steam actually banned him, and he had to write them and be like, dude, it was actually a thing, and yeah.
So there had to have been a separation between, like, you know, the Steam DRM and, like, they had to have had some, like, whatever game he was playing had some additional login. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got you. So, like, your EA login on top of your, yeah.
Versus whatever.
Exactly. Or, like, Torchlight 2 or something like that. You know, you log into Steam, but then you also have to log into, you know, their servers as well. Right. I'm not saying that Torchlight bans you or anything like
no,
that.
No.
I'm just saying, like, a separate.
Yeah. Steam's the one that actually banned it. Steam banned his account.
Interesting.
Yeah, because like, I've played probably, I mean, at one point or another, I've had my Steam account on probably 7 or 8 different PCs.
Yeah.
Not all at once. You know, I could only be logged into one at a time.
Well,
but
that's what I mean, though. You were logged in, though. That's the disconnect. Is like you're logged in and like online, so it's like it can verify you. So if you're in the offline mode, I'm not sure. I've never tried to use offline mode, to be honest.
I don't know how it would tell Steam works, if you were
to
be honest.
But does it?
Yeah,
it yells at you constantly.
I can see them doing that. I can see them doing like Xbox Live already does that with their Xbox Live Arcade games. I can see both Microsoft, Sony. Doing something like that where if you're going to play like a used game or something like that, you just got to make sure you're online so it's actually – they know it's you playing it, which I don't know what that would do, but yeah.
How do you – just a quick aside, how do you guys feel about the whole online pass thing? That's been working out, I think.
I don't mind
for
it.
The most part.
I don't mind it either. I buy all my games now anyway, so.
I know you
well,
do.
It doesn't matter, though. GameStop gives you the online pass if you buy it used. It comes in a receipt.
Do they really?
Oh,
really?
Every time. Anytime I bought a used game from there, they're like, all right, here's this and here's this code. I'm like, what's that code? They go, oh, that's your online pass.
What?
Oh, really? So they obviously they just
throw it in.
My
yep.
God, with the money you're saving, you should buy a subscription to Game Informer.
I can guarantee you that GameStop or EB is paying the publishers that. They probably put a certain percentage.
Oh, yeah, they're buying it, I'm sure.
They have to be because there's no other way that
they're still making ridiculous amounts of profits.
Exactly.
You know, all they did was
yeah.
cut $10 off the top that they're paying to the publisher.
Yeah,
now.
That's
if that's
true. The case, I'd say like a big fuck you. The publishers being like, what the fuck? So
GameStop notwithstanding, you know, if you were to buy it from just fucking like Trading Play or fucking wherever.
You'd have to pay $10.
You wouldn't get that. It's still only, it's $10.
Yeah.
You know?
But at the same time, it's $10, but you're probably only saving $5 buying it used, especially if it's a new game.
I would think if there's an online pass, they're going to price it lower.
Well, that's what we talked about when we decided, remember when we had this whole discussion back when the online pass was new? They haven't done that. When you go to EB Games, it's still only $5.
Yeah, but they're handing you an online pass with it.
Yeah, but they weren't at the beginning.
I don't even know.
Remember we had this whole discussion where like if they did that, it'd be different. But even other like used places like that I've been to, they're not that much cheaper than at most maybe $10 cheaper.
Yeah.
If it's a new game. I mean, obviously all the games now.
It depends on the timing, but yeah, for the most part, I want to say like 75-80% of the time, it's only $5 off.
Yeah, it's really low. It's
pretty much.
So just pay the extra $5 and buy the
unless it's ridiculously old, then you can find yourself
now,
a good deal.
So now, look at it this way. You're buying it used, and you're helping out GameStop or something like a big name store more than you are the devs because you're giving them a shitload of profit, and the devs are probably only getting like $5 on an online pass.
No, I'll bet you they're still, paying the full price for that online pass. But they're probably just buying them in batches from the publisher.
That's true. Yeah. Sickening. So. Anyway, the
new
Xbox.
I like the money going
notes.
To the devs. I will say what? That.
Never doubt what?
No, I'd like the money going to the devs.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. They are getting screwed on used game sales, so I like some money going to them.
His third one, moving on.
Huge
tangent. The new Xbox outsells a new PlayStation, but only by less than 10,000.
I give no fuck. Move on.
In what?
Yeah,
is
there's
that like
really,
in a day?
Yeah, it's hard.
A day, a month? In total, 7 years from now? Come on, Jeff.
During the holiday season. That's what we're going to say.
Christ.
During the holiday season, if they both come out like he predicted.
BioShock Infinite takes Game of the Year from the majority, including Indus.
Incorrect. I will bet money against this.
That's the thing is, you've already said that, so we can all go in a pack. So, guys, no BioShock Infinite Game of the Year?
Yeah, all right.
Looks like you lost that one.
Yep.
Yes.
Moving on.
I just made money.
Tomb Raider underwhelms as a Metacritic score of under 75%.
Ooh.
Incorrect.
I think that'll be a good game.
I think it will be too.
It's been in development for like 16 years, it seems.
Something like that.
Forever.
In tandem with Duke Nukem Forever.
Okay, well, in that case,
I just got
Jeff.
That game.
It's good. Vita is $200 and is a bundle by default by the fall. That's it, by the fall.
That's pretty accurate, too.
By the fall. So basically, any one of the bundles you see
that.
Now is going to be $200 instead of $249.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I do, too. Yeah, I have a prediction later.
Me, too.
Anyway.
I have quite a few with the Vita. GTA 5 does not live up to its hype.
I agree.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
This is going to be, I think GTA 5 is going to be a game of the year. of a lot of publications. Just because I think Rockstar like really knows how to fucking develop shit at the end of a console's life cycle.
That's true.
And from what I've seen so far, dude, and yeah, this game looks absolutely amazing.
Yeah, we were excited about part four too at one point.
Yeah,
right, and yeah, we kind of weaned off of that. But
Rockstar can make a decent ass fucking trailer. Let's put it that way. Trailers
are
fucking good.
No, I still think that four is probably still one of the best playgrounds I've ever played in. It's just fun to, you know, just jump in the car and like when you hit pedestrians, they got the Euphoria engine and you watch them all fall over different every single thing. Yeah, I don't know. It's still fun to play in, but like doing the missions.
But then you get the cell phone calls where you're about to hit somebody in the car.
Oh my God. Yeah.
There's some annoying shit.
And you're just like, shut up!
Roman, honest, I don't care. I don't care, Roman. Stop calling me.
In this as a whole, kind of like, you know, poo-pooed the game because we just like got burnt out real quick.
We just got
but we were kind of in the minority. Like, Grand Theft Auto 4 was.
Definitely were.
Rated, yeah, really fucking high.
It's just not our shit. It's just not our kind of game, really. It just happens. It's one of the games that all three of us kind of agreed on.
But yeah, I definitely think GTA 5 is going to live up to the hype.
Cool. He says, still no Half-Life 3.
Boo.
Screw you, Jeff. Earlier. No need to go into detail. We talked about that. We all think it's going to happen.
Screw you, Jeff.
At least be announced.
It's hard. I think it'll be announced, at least.
Yep. By the end of the year, Jeff has sold his 3DS and has not finished at least two games that he was super hyped on.
I 100% agree. I will put money if we're just, on this, actually.
I'm if we're, reaching if we're for just, my wallet.
If we're just pulling at the low-hanging fruit here, I mean, good Lord.
I was actually thinking about selling my 3DS the other day.
Yeah! Dude, I might be
by the end of the year. By the end of the month, Jeff tanked. Has sold his 3DS.
It did not finish at least two games he was super hyped on. My two hype games for this year are Metal Gear Rising.
Absolutely.
And probably The Last of Us.
Yeah.
So, oh, awesome. Yep. Those I can are my, see you not finishing that.
Those are my two biggest hype games. So, but there's other ones I'm hyped for. But you'll know. Listen, it's bound to happen. It happens every fucking time.
Yep, pretty
Jeff,
much.
I'll trade you some cables and a USB adapter for you.
I'll definitely get more use of the cable. Oh. So says that's all I can think of. Bye bye, Jeff with a J.
Thank you, Jeff. That's it. All right, Glenn, I'll take the next one.
Okay.
This one is from JG or Jake G 92. Hey guys, this is Jake G. This year, I feel like I'm getting a struggle vibe from the games industry. Strike that. I'm getting a struggle vibe with the console market. With PC consistently blowing 360 and PS3 out of the water, Wii is vaporized and Wii U is laughed at. Sony and Microsoft need to do something extra special this year. Something to do with Orbis and Durango. I guess we'll see. Here are my predictions. Sony and Microsoft announced two new consoles and released them this year, with the PS4 getting a bundle with the Vita.
Ah, interesting.
I can see this if they're trying to be... Yeah, it would be expensive, but I can see them doing this if they're trying to grab the Wii U crowd, but...
Which no one will care.
Moving on. Yeah, I think Chris and I have the same prediction later on. Anyway, it sounds like it might be.
No, I don't have this on my list, so... Okay. NVIDIA's Project Shield will sell out in less than a month. I disagree.
No, I think nobody gives
a
terrible.
Nobody gives a fuck. And the reason nobody gives a fuck is because you need a high-end NVIDIA card to get the best
some
possible
bullshit.
Cool thing out of this thing.
Not to mention a highly fragmented fucking Android like user base.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to sell at all.
Wait, how's that going to make a difference with this?
Nobody has a lot of faith in the Android, like, you know, as a like platform.
Game platform.
Do you know what I mean?
No,
so you push
I don't.
Out something, you push,
do,
out, something, you push out something
users,
like
no.
this.
No one else does.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, move on. I don't think anyone's going to give a shit.
I really don't think so either. To be honest, I think if it was an iOS one as well, if it was based on iOS, I don't think anyone would give a shit either. People are
You've got the Ouya coming out where people are coding for that as well.
No, people care about
People clearly already care about that.
I don't Kickstarter think people that might be like 50,000 people.
There's about 70,000 people
lot
that
more.
Kickstarted it.
Okay, sorry, 70,000.
And I think and there's,
what,
I think there's
quintupled their budget
over 100,000.
And there's
going to
be fucking 70,000 or maybe 100,000 people that are going to fucking love their Angry Birds
And that's the thing about the Ouya is that a lot of people are getting the Ouya just to fuck with it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I'm getting it. I'm getting
the hackers, like people that wanted like their homebrew shit and like do whatever the hell they want on it.
Yeah.
But no one else out of that market gives a shit about it. No one else will buy that.
My Ouya will be full of emulators.
Well, here's the thing. The thing that interests me about that and this is with the Ouya, they actually got with NVIDIA to see what they could get out of that Tegra 3 chip to tweak it to do more than it does in any of the other Android platforms out there. So I think you are going to see some things get coded for that will only run on the Ouya, but I think that you will also see those work on this Project Shield since it's an NVIDIA product. Obviously, they know those tweaks. So I think you're going to see
You're going to see a couple ambitious developers say, "Oh wow, we have some added capabilities
it's
here.
It's going to be the
Let's
people who
this,
develop for the 32X. That's what it's going to be. There's going to be a couple like 32X.
I think it'll do better than 32X.
Ooh.
Well, it's not
that's actually
to do
a
that,
really good analogy.
I think it's already done better than 32X.
No, you know what I mean, though. It's like there's going to be a few developers that are going to take advantage of it, and that's it. And it's not going to appeal to anyone else besides the people that already follow that kind of stuff.
I'm with Jeff. That's a really good analogy, actually. But
I will be interested to watch. I
am a huge Android supporter. I would love nothing more than to see them succeed, like in the gaming industry. But I just don't see it happening.
We shall see.
We shall see.
The first 4K HD remake is announced. Oh, I skipped
one.
But we'll do this.
You skipped one.
We'll go back to it. I disagree with this. 100%.
Yeah, I don't think 4K HD is even going to exist in the new consoles.
No, 4K is not going to be until the following console.
Oh, well, I don't know about that because Sony's already announced a 4K streaming service. So
dang,
how is it? Oh God, that'll use my.
So I'm pretty sure that's
going to
happen.
I know, right?
Oh yeah, I've wondered about that. I'm like 4K streaming. I'm like, all right, so it'll be buffering for a week. Is it
4K streaming overly compressed?
It's going to be like watching porn on scrambled cable.
Pretty
again.
Much, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Oh.
It's a boob. It's a boob. No.
Yeah.
It's an elbow.
It's an
elbow.
That's a zit. I just
into
a zit.
Oh God. So no, I think Sony's going to try to stuff that in there. I wouldn't be surprised by that at all.
A new Crash Bandicoot game is announced and launched as a PS4 title.
Yeah,
I don't think that's
happening. Yeah, I don't think so.
Activision holds the rights.
Oh do they really?
Yep. Fuck those guys.
They haven't done anything with it in forever.
Exactly.
And it's not even in PS All-Stars. You'd figure if Sony really cared, they would have contacted them and be like, hey, can we get Crash Bandicoot?
Oh, they did.
They probably
did.
Oh, did
they?
Yeah.
They did. But Activision said,
Activision is a bunch
who?
Of fucking assholes.
Are
so.
You fucking
what?
Kidding me?
I Crash Bandicoot? I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me check the office. Crash? Is there a Crash Bandicoot? No, nobody's answering.
I don't know
by
what you're talking about, but we have these wonderful Skylanders giants for you.
If there's any Sony mascot that is more recognizable than any single character in all of All-Stars, it's Crash Bandicoot. Like
outside of Sackboy.
I was thinking about Sackboy.
No one knows who the fuck Sackboy is.
I think more people know
who Sackboy
is.
Everybody knows
who
Sackboy is.
Not a single person who I've shown that knows who Sackboy is. Like, Kratos, maybe, and that's about it.
Oh, I know a ton of people who know Sackboy for no particular reason.
Because you talk to gamers, dude.
No, I don't. I talk to non-gamers.
Somebody at work caught me looking
obviously
up.
Obviously, they didn't buy the game because the game sold like fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Right, because
somebody at work caught me looking up PlayStation All-Stars like combo videos and shit today. And they're like, oh man, too bad that game sucked. And I'm like, incorrect. The people here and most of the reviewers did not give this game a chance. And he's like, well, why do you think that is? And I'm like, well, a lot of people are tied into, you know, the Sony brand. They were thinking more classic characters like, you know, fucking Spyro or fucking Crash Bandicoot. Yeah. Granted, they couldn't get the licenses for them, but it's like they're already including like a new generation of mascots and shit.
Gravity Rush girl is. Who's gonna know who the hell she is?
Everybody
who play Gravity Rush.
Everybody on this fucking podcast has played
exactly,
that game and knows
thank
that
you.
Fucking name. Okay, it's a new generation.
Everyone
fine. It's
with
not
Vita
the,
knows that.
It's not the old.
It's one of the five games that are out for it. Come on.
That's right. It's one of the three retail games.
Who the hell is going to know who Radek is besides people who played Killzone?
Who's Radek? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Everybody
so what's
fucking
Killzone?
Here.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. It doesn't have the fucking classic nostalgic shit that fucking Nintendo has.
No,
Smash
no, no.
Brothers,
I'm just going out with the point of beforehand of the Crash Bandicoot thing. But
that's a good game. Anyway, let's move forward.
Moving on. They tried.
The thing is, they don't own any of their most recognizable characters.
They don't.
That's the problem.
That's true.
But
that's
true. They do now. Okay.
Like Dante and Raiden are probably the most recognizable. They don't own them.
Google announces a games console.
No.
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 I'm going to go get a drink.
No.
I disagree.
No, I agree. I'm going to go get a drink.
Go get a drink.
That would be kind of cool.
I'm going to finish reading his email.
If any one of Jake G's makes it, I'm going to fly over there and give him a big hug.
The big hug.
And if none of them do, we all get to fly over there and do like a chain bitch slap across his face.
The funny thing is, I think the one that's most likely is the PS4 getting bundled with the Vita.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's, yeah, that could happen.
All right,
for $800.
So what do you think? Do these ideas start out strong or just get worse and worse? Not in ideas, but in likelihood. Yeah, they get worse and worse in likelihood. Yeah,
the ideas,
yeah, man.
I want you to throw in a bonus here and say that that as a person prediction, I create my very own video game for a project at university. I have to make a demo of my own original idea. If all goes well, I will finish the game over the summer and the fall and hope to stick it up on Xbox Live and Indie Section by the start of the winter. Hey, let me know if you do cool. that. I'll buy it.
Yeah, well, definitely.
We'll promote the shit out of it.
Support our boys.
I mean, we'll give it a who gives a
even
shit.
If you know, even if it's terrible, we'll promote it.
I need to get the demo done to pass, but to finish the game is a huge personal goal. Want betas when the time comes? Yes. Extremely yes. Cheesy, smiley face with a tongue sticking out with both eyes closed.
Okay. And then you put it in.
Thanks guys. Hope your year has been good so far. Jake Gray.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you, Jake.
Thanks, Jake. All right. You want me to go ahead and start this, or you want to wait for Jay to get back to his?
Go ahead and start this, and go ahead and stop when you get to his first prediction.
Okay. Hey guys, Jay Smoove here with my first email in a while. First off, I'd like to say thanks for keeping me entertained out here. I have two roommates who are gamers, and we spend lots of our free time on one of our six consoles in the room. Jesus Christ. Not counting the tablets and my trusty Vita. Wow. I usually listen to either this podcast or Modest Yahoo. Sorry, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm trying to figure out what podcast that is. While in the air trying to ruin the Taliban's day.
Nice.
On to the question of the week. My first prediction is... pause.
What? Why are we pausing?
Because we're waiting for Jason to get back.
I've been back, motherfuckers.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Ah, damn it. My first prediction isn't really much of one, or is it? It's actually my holdover prediction from last year that I never wrote in. That the Vita would be home to the first ever incredible FPS.
What?
I have no idea. We all know how well that worked out this year. Quality control game testers, nah, we don't need those guys. That will drive up costs. Ship it.
He's saying it's going to have its first really good first-person shooter this year.
Yeah.
Okay. First quality FPS on Vita will come out this year. Yeah. I'll agree with
Killzone that. Killzone is this year. Well, I mean, it's also farmed out, but who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe if Call of Duty had half of a brain,
they would put out a non. It's a question related to that. Actually, it's in a developer's hands that have made some okay stuff and some bad stuff.
I think that the Call of Duty franchise needs to make a not stripped down version for the Vita. Don't
agree.
Make it something different. Just call it the same damn thing.
Dude, it was what's called, mate. They had nothing to do with that game. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha. And I'm saying they need to have something to do with that game and make it for the Vita. That's what I'm saying.
Who's gonna play that? Like seriously, like fucking.
Yeah. If
unless you have
Jay Smoove,
I don't want to get majorly into this conversation, but if Black Ops 2 came out in its PS3 form on the Vita, it would have sold, and it would have sold consoles. Yeah.
Absolutely,
it was the best selling Vita bundle of the holiday.
And it sucks.
Which is sad because the game was awful.
I know.
Okay, prediction two is that either the Xbox 720 or PS4 will actually make it to retail this calendar year, but not both. I just have a feeling we could see the first off-season console launch in a long time.
My gut
says Sony may be a bit behind MS in finalizing the PS4. Hope I'm wrong. I'd love to find one or both under my tree next Christmas.
I agree.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. I totally 100% agree with that.
Yep.
He's saying he thinks they both might be later than holiday season, huh?
Well, I said off season. I'm predicting PS4 is going to be January, February, March, like first quarter.
Yeah, first quarter next year. That's my
first
off
season console launch.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see either of these 2013.
They're going to both get announced 2013 and release 2014. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so. I think I'd probably with Jason. I think either both or neither this year. Anyway, prediction.
I like it.
Prediction three is that the Vita will get not only a price drop, but also a slew of new bundles. So that's really reaching. Making it a much better value, but Nintendo will counter with a drop of their own. we could see the price drop as early as E3, which would not be nearly early enough, but Sony is slow as shit to make corrections. Come on, guys. The thing is a beast. It's a peacock. You got to let it fly.
Peacocks don't fucking fly. But
they
kind of
float slowly. You know, didn't everybody say, man, they really need to make it price X, and then Sony made it price X, and then people are going, why don't you drop the fucking price?
Well, no, because they said it's price X, and said, but you need this, that's price this, and this, that's price that.
That's not what happened.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what it was. Everyone said that it needed to be 250 because the 3DS was 250, and they announced it at 250, and then Nintendo dropped their price, and then everybody wanted the price of the Vita to drop, too.
Dude, you're telling me that the cards, price of memory cards didn't help the fact that you're actually really paying
$300? I definitely think that's part of it. But I think a bigger factor is the fact that the price of the 3DS dropped.
In relation to the announcement of the Vita
price.
God. I remember when Chris and I were watching the live stream
for the Vita announcement. We were super excited about the 250 price.
We fucking high-fived.
Yes.
The price, you know, it's like,
I was like, then, fuck yes, yeah, the bot
price of the fucking memory cards and like a shitty launch and titles. And it's like, I don't know anymore.
We've got these three great games. What other games do you have? We've got these three great games.
Yeah.
That was
an epic high five though. I love
that. That was an epic high five.
Was there a freeze frame? Did you guys jump?
We held kind of longingly in the air. A little
bit. All right, that works.
There was a hug following the high five, I think, or something.
A couple tears.
There you go. A
little bit.
On to the next prediction.
Prediction four is the Steam Box will be the Xbox 720's competition during holiday 2013. How would that work out? I don't know, but just thinking about it made my bank account nauseous. Shh, I think my wife's spidey senses are going off from around the world. I am really looking forward to seeing more from the cousin of the Steam Box, the Piston, and also the box itself. Now I really need to get my JSmooth Steam account on out of hock. Long story. Ugh. I don't know. What's the Piston? I'm not familiar.
It's
Piston.
The first Steam Box.
We talked about it last week. It's kind of the first Steam Box.
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like a small modular PC that can run Steam. How about that?
Okay, sure.
It's definitely not the Steam Box.
So it's kind of one of the iterations of the Steam Box that we were talking about on that show then, Chris.
Yes.
Where you're talking about making like a really modular PC that's super easy to upgrade.
Yeah, if we talked about it last week, go back and listen to last week's show, just like the news section, and we actually talk about it in pretty good detail there. It is
cool.
You can actually take off the board and replace it and then ship the old board back to the company and they'll pay you for it.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, it's pretty cool shit.
Okay.
You know what it is? Interested. It's fucking Android being fragmented once again. Mm-hmm. I'm serious.
It's an Android thing?
No, it's not.
That's what I'm saying. It's like Android has so many fucking hardware models that it's hard for developers to fucking develop for.
But this is just a PC. It's not. I mean, they develop from PC already.
But if you're competing with the console folk, the draw of the console is that everything's the same on it.
Yeah,
I can see. I see what he's saying. Okay. Anyway, my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th. Prediction is that many of the biggest PSN releases from the last few years will continue to be ported over to the PS Vita.
I fucking hope so.
Flower, Pixel Junk, Walking Dead, etc. I think it will be beneficial to both Sony and devs in the fact that the devs can cash in on all of that supposed game-starved Vita owners. Who the hell are these people? I have a healthy Vita backlog. Sony can offer more value for PS3 owners by including these slower selling titles in the cross Crossbuy program. How I love Crossbuy.
Hell yeah.
God, that has to be one of the best things that happened this year.
So yeah, that's it. Hope all is well for you guys, and damn it, someday we will meet.
Yes.
Lol.
I hope so. We've known Smoove forever.
Take care. Keep pumping out the shows. J Smoove out.
Later, Smoove.
Later, dude. Smoove.
I hope they fucking port the games over.
I could see the Pixel Junk shit easily definitely popping up. Like every single one of them.
Yeah, because those are like their darling fucking third-party titles, you know?
Oh, my Journey would be umbrella. So cool on a Vita.
I could see like Pixel Junk Eden. I would just waste hours and hours and hours if I had that on a portable. What are you doing? I'm collecting seeds. Damn it. Leave me alone.
At the same time, though, like, part of you wants that new IP that, like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I want a Vita identity, and right now I don't have it because right now I'm playing Jetpack Joyride.
Yes!
And a lot of old, like, you know, third party stuff. So,
submit. Yeah, Jet Set Radio. A lot of Jet things.
Like, I have the backlog, but the only reason I have the backlog is because I just got it at PSN Plus, so I automatically, like, when I got the system, I automatically had, like, 8 games.
Yeah.
Did you?
That's why I have a backlog. Like, if I had this when it first came out, I wouldn't have touched it for, like, the past, like, 4 months.
On that PS Plus note there, did you guys get Chronovolt? Did you download that?
I did download Chronovolt, yeah.
I played it for two minutes. It's awful. It's not very good at all.
No, it's not. I talked about it.
It's Marble Madness with Braid mixed into it. It's just not very good.
Yeah, I talked about it literally for like 10 seconds.
Theme.
Sort of, but you don't ever see anything with the steampunk theme. Like,
right.
It's a little bit of animation, and that's it.
Yeah, okay. it really is just a really bad Marble Madness.
It is.
Yeah, it looked like shit. Yeah.
Then it won't disappoint. That's exactly what it is.
That's right.
Excellent. I can't
Next
wait.
Email.
Who's up?
Jeff's in a fucking hurry tonight.
we have been chatting for 45 minutes, so.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Go for it, Jason.
I have no idea where we are. Oh, Jack Bauer. Jack predictions.
Bauer. Yeah, you.
Number one, Metal Gear Rising will suck more than oats at Christmas, and Platinum Games will cease to exist.
I disagree. You are fired, sir.
Number two, Grand Theft Auto V, despite selling millions, being one of the best reviewed games of 2013, won't actually be that fun.
So it's
probably true.
Again. That one Jack I agree with.
So, yeah. Number three, new Batman game announced from Rocksteady, set during the early days of the Batman.
That'd be interesting.
That would be interesting.
What would be the early days, though? Because isn't their version kind of like not a reboot, but a different kind of universe? Mm.
Lips are still zipped on this one. Number four, the Phantom Pain is actually Metal Gear Solid 5. No shit. Vita.
Vita?
Because no other Metal Gear Solid game has used Roman numerals.
Huh.
Go back.
Really?
You know what? That's a good point.
I never
that is
thought
a really
of that.
Good point.
So,
is there going to be transferring? That's all I care about.
So is he saying that Phantom Pain is going to be the Vita version of Metal Gear Solid?
No, it sounds like he's saying Phantom Pain is Metal Gear Solid 5, and it will only be out on Vita.
Yeah, no, those graphics are no way on a Vita.
I don't know.
There's no way. Have you seen those? There's no freaking way a Vita could do that. That's like.
Have you seen how good the launch title shit has been for the Vita? We all know that once any sort of console or handheld or whatever is out for a while, it just gets better looking as people learn how to optimize for the hardware.
Watch the gameplay thing that they showed in Metal Gear Solid 5.
I'm going to agree with Jeff on this one. I agree with Jeff. There's no fucking way.
Jack does raise a pretty interesting point. Though.
The V is a different interesting point, for sure.
Oh, okay, so maybe there's just integration, like really solid integration or like some like take it with you sort of gameplay.
With any other developer, I would just be like, okay, whatever. But Kojima is like super literal in his ambiguity, if that makes any sense.
That would make sense. Maybe there's just going to be one that's some kind of game released at the same time, maybe.
Oh, you're going to use the Vita as a gamepad.
I hope not. Hmm. I hope there's no integration. I hope there's just one game for the Vita and one game for the fucking consoles and let it be like that. I'm not looking forward to integration with the Vita on any kind of console. Like, they even show with the Sly Cooper thing, you can hold up your Vita and find treasures. I don't want to fucking do that. Why would I want to do that?
What I want is
I don't
just
have
to be
the
able
battery
to...
life on my phone for that.
I just want to be able to take the game with me and play it there while I'm not at home,
see,
and then bring it back
sense.
And move that save back over and play it on the console. That's what I want to do.
Mm.
That would be fun. That would be awesome.
Someday.
No. Transferring!
Number five, Half-Life 3 revealed, running on a new Source engine, exclusive to the Steambox thing for a little while before being released on everything.
This sounds familiar, doesn't it?
There definitely is, yeah, a new Source engine coming out soon.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's everything. And,
Half-Life 3 on old Source engine, because why not?
It would still look good. It could. Anyway, that's from Jack Bauer.
Thank you, Jack.
Number one, I totally disagree with, 100%.
Which one?
Which one?
Everyone I know who's played Metal Gear Rising say it's pretty fucking awesome. Like, the demo, anyway.
Oh, yeah. No, he's crazy. He's just got the hates for it.
It's... Yeah, he's a hater. Haters gonna
he
hate.
Didn't like he didn't like Bayonetta, so maybe that's why.
I didn't like Bayonetta.
That all makes sense.
I have a Metal Gear Rising prediction that I will bring out later, so let's continue.
Mm-hmm. Does it have to do with oats and Christmas?
No, we don't. But it might have something to do with Oates' mom.
Well,
thanks for listening, Oates' mom.
It's really been 50
okay, Jeff, go ahead, man.
Already.
Last one.
Okay, hello to all, and this time, Chris. I'm not sure. It's funny because I made sure I revised it a bunch of times so you don't stumble when you're like reading it. He told me to tell that to you, Chris. Anyway,
oh my god! Hello
to you all stumbled on the first sentence. That's awesome.
I know. Oh. Hello to all, and this time, Chris, I'll make sure this email's without the jumbo mambo.
What
jumbo
the fuck
mambo?
Is a jumbo mambo?
I think it's jumbo.
Those
I think
are tasty
jumbo
as shit.
Mumbo.
I love the fucking coconut one.
Can I get the jumbo mambo combo number five? With
so
orange
good.
Soda?
You obviously get that at Popeyes, right? Obviously.
I would think so.
Okay, on my 2030 predictions. Number one, Vita will start bringing out some great RPG titles, possibly ones from Japan, and even if they are remakes of older ones from the PS3.
Wait, hold on a second. Wasn't he the one that said everything that already happened? Persona 4 Golden already came out. Congratulations, you got that one right.
Number two. Sorry, Mike. It's just too easy, man.
Oh, my God.
E3
will
see
one.
Some information or possibly release dates on either the next PlayStation, next Xbox.
I'm sorry, console. Mike. Mike Penis 08 just won the fucking predictions for this year. Bravo, sir.
Number three, minus one listener guaranteed. But at least we had fun. Number three, Sony will bring out before the Christmas holidays a core PS3 similar to the 4GB 360. It will have a slot to install your own hard drive also.
So like the PS3.
That happened in Europe, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have the 16 gig model in Europe.
All right. Keep moving.
Right.
Yeah, so that.
Square Enix will talk about another big title for the current console, including the Wii U, and it won't be a fucking Final Fantasy 13 game.
Well,
maybe a new Dragon Quest or even Kingdom Hearts 3 title finally. If Kingdom Hearts 3 goes to the Wii U, only Square Enix can kiss my fucking ass on future purchases. Well,
Dragon Quest X's coming out on Wii U.
Number five.
Is this the new release list? Or did we get this back?
Like, so far, every single one of you done the same damn thing for last year.
Number five.
I like number five a lot.
Jeff will mute himself at least 10 times this year during any recording.
We've already covered that. It already happened.
It's already happened twice.
Once.
This doesn't mean 10 twice. Times in one show, but 10 times before the next show on how our predictions did.
Well,
so that's a year.
One show and he's done it twice. So.
I was going to say, that's going to be chance. I'm going to hit that quota like in 3 weeks, probably maybe by the end of the night. Anyway, well, these are my 2013 predictions, and I'm saving this email so I can update it if I'm right or wrong. You know, you can just look up the internet right now, Mike, and figure out if you're right.
So really, we just need to wait on number five, and I think he's a little light on that number. I think that's a little low.
I was going to predict Sony will be awesome on marketing this year, but we know that fucking will never happen because Sony sucks at it.
Except with what's his name?
Kevin Butler, that they just did a lawsuit settlement.
Mike Indus Penis 08. Peace.
All right. I'm going to say yes to all of those.
That was fucking hilarious. That was like a complete repeat of last year. It's like said everything. It's already fucking happened. All right.
Well, we got to have a recap, you know? I appreciate that.
That's true. That's true.
All right. Let's do ours. You want to do one at a time each person and go around, or you want one person to do all of them?
I have no idea.
Let's do one
like
at a time.
Or three.
Yeah. Cause
all right. Well, who wants to go first then?
Not
who's
me,
got the least?
I'm all
who's
wrong.
Got I've got four. Do you want me to go first?
Ooh. Yeah, go ahead and go first.
Okay.
All right. Okay. My first one, and this is kind of a gimme, I think. Jeff will not order the cables he needs for his mic and board in 2013.
I second that notion.
That is my first.
For the entire year?
Correct.
We're
going to be doing predictions next year.
Jeff will use the same headset that he's been using the entire 5 years we've been doing in this.
No, I've changed headsets twice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like that old headset.
He will still use a headset. He will not order the proper equipment, the proper parts for his equipment.
All right. Number two.
Number two, Vita will compete better with the 3DS than the predecessor ever did. I think it's going to be closer numbers in the portable department. I think compared to PSP and DS numbers.
That's a tough one. I'm gonna agree with you, but not because I think the Vita will sell better. I think the 3DS will sell worse.
Gotcha.
Okay. Well, I think you're going to see the Vita come into its own a bit this year, and I think it's going to kind of pull out and be a bit more competitive than anybody thought.
I hope so.
I agree, for different reasons, though.
I disagree, but I'll get to that with my predictions.
Number three. This has been kind of touched on a bit, but to go with the Steam Box, I think there's going to be a Steam Box launch in fall of 2013. I think Half-Life 3 will come out with it, but in an unannounced beta. I don't think you're going to hear about Half-Life 3 until the Steam Box launches, and they're just going to say, as a perk for like pre-order folks, you're going to get in on a Half-Life 3 beta.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense to me than having it exclusive to the Steam Box for a certain amount of time before releasing on everything else. I can see that.
You're going to get an incomplete, like a demo, basically, and you're going to get access to it if you pre-order the Steam Box.
I'm not agreeing it'll happen, but that makes a lot more sense to me than the way Chris mentioned something last week, that it would be exclusive to the Steam Box. I think there's way more chance of that happening.
That in mind.
That as well. I think there's way more chance of what Glenn said, because that's saying, like, hey, if you get a Steam Box, it's like getting it's like buying a game and getting free access to beta. It's like something like that. It's like it's giving you incentive.
But I don't think they're going to announce it so much. I think I think they're going to do it right around just kind of, oh, hey, by the way, here's this. And then people are going to go crazy. And number four, I think Xbox and PlayStation successors, whatever they name them.
Yeah.
I think they're going to launch in a similar time frame at the end of this year, and I think that they're actually going to compete equally in numbers. I don't think any one is going to be head and shoulders above the other in sales numbers this time. I think they've evened out.
I can agree with that, I think. I'll agree with the evened out numbers of when they both released.
Well, they're pretty much even now.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yep. I think it'll stay that way. I don't think you're going to see, like, you know, Microsoft was always head and shoulders above in sales numbers.
I see what you're saying. It's going to be like head-to-head from beginning to end, basically.
Yep. Yep, yep. Gotcha. I think they'll be comparable.
Alrighty.
I agree.
That's that. No real off-the-wall ones. Sorry.
Jason, how many do you have?
I only have two or three. I just kind of made up. Number one, the death of subscription-based MMOs. I think Guild Wars 2 really
they have
set
the best
precedent.
Model outside of, you know.
They have a fantastic model,
it's
and I think
great.
Every I think every major MMO release that's if the studios this is going to sound racist, but if it's a North American released MMO, like, you know, it's either going to be a fucking, you know, straight up Guild Wars 2, like you pay for the game and it's free to play. Or it's, I don't know, free-to-play microtransactions. That's all Korean and shit.
Yeah. You're thinking that you pay to buy the game and there's kind of microtransactions to it?
It's not going
to
be like, you know, the Star Wars one where it's, you know, you pay for the fucking game and you also
and
pay a
subscription.
Yeah. I think we're done with that. And I think Guild Wars 2 really fucking cemented that.
Yeah. Well, I think that the failure of the subscription model for Star Wars and the success of Guild Wars 2 together have cemented that.
Tack on question to Jason. If they were to announce World of Warcraft 2 this year? Do you think they'd do the same thing? Or do you think they'd stick with the... This is the type of thing I don't really
WoW will be subscription-based. I think that will stay subscription-based.
I think WoW will start subscriptions-based, and I think they'll have to drop it based on just kind of the cry of the people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, seriously. Like, the past, like, two or three expansions I haven't given a shit about because it is subscription-based, you know? Yep. They charge me $30-$40 at the outset for an expansion, and I get free to play afterwards. I'd be okay with that, but yeah. Because they haven't, yeah, I'm not interested. Anyway, number two, price drop on the Vita.
Yeah.
Obviously,
$50? Yeah, it's
enough. But yeah, bring it down to about $200. But the reason I think they're going to do that is because everybody's hopping on this whole second screen thing. Mm-hmm. Microsoft has their smart glass, you know, I mean, the Wii U obviously has their thing. I would love to see like a tight integration with the PS4 as far as the Vita is concerned.
I think that's,
I think
happen.
If they need to fucking push consoles, if they really want to push the fucking Vita, they're going to weave it into, the PS4 or whatever it's going to be called, and have it be a second screen type thing. So we might see bundles, you know, which are going to be, you know, priced a little bit more. And that'll fall in line with the sub profit price that they're going to release these next gen consoles for.
I think that'll be like JG's. I think there will be a bundle with the Vita, but it's going to be like the upper tier bundle.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that.
But yeah, I really want to see the Vita.
Am I the only one
kind
who
of integrated with
that,
the PS4?
Like, do you guys actually really care to see it?
I do.
Outside of what you said, Glenn, where it's like cross-play, no, where you take your game.
Yeah, no, I got you. I'd like to see it integrate with certain games. I'd like to see. I think you could do some cool things with it. Like, for instance, if you've got Gran Turismo, that's definitely not coming out. But let's say it did. If you could customize your car and just say throw your car over to the Vita screen and kind of spin it around and see what it looks like and get more information on the mods you're doing and just stupid things like that. Or if you could get a map for a first person shooter, you get an overhead view of a map of what's going on, where pickups are, where your teammates are, that kind of thing.
And never forget how the 3DS did Ocarina of Time, where, you know, all of your inventory was on the second screen, the bottom screen.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, where you just, you know, touch something and you automatically equip it. Stupid shit like that is what, you know, this whole second screen bullshit is really, really good
for. I think
they
need to do
that,
especially considering smart glass. You can use any type of tablet or anything you have to use it.
Yep.
So they need to, Unless they do the same thing Microsoft did, just have it work.
And they want to have that bullet point that they could do everything that the Wii U can do.
Yes. Yeah, everybody wants to do what everybody else can do, you know what I mean?
Much.
So, and they haven't done any kind of second screen type thing. So
they've got that Little Big Planet patch that's supposedly coming, but it's like, you know, when.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think if we see a price drop, it'll be tied into that.
They got the software on the Vita for it now for PS3 integration in that fashion. They just don't have anything that uses it.
Right. That's what I was saying. They have a patch for Little Big Planet 2 coming soon, apparently.
To take advantage of that? Because I noticed that on the software I went to use the remote play, they got a little button next to the remote play that says integration, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, I'll push that.
Oh.
It says, oh, load whatever PS3 software you want to use integration. I'm like, cool, what uses it? Nothing. Nothing uses it.
Flower.
Oh, okay then. Never mind.
All right, so I had two, but I just threw one additional one on. The official Steam Box. The one released by Valve will be announced, but not released this year.
I kind of agree. That's one of mine, too. I don't think it's going to come out this year, either.
Yeah, I don't
know. The official one, official one.
Okay.
Right. Exactly. I don't think any of the consoles are actually going to be released in 2013. I'm sure I'm wrong. We might see one before the holiday season, but... I don't know. My gut tells me nothing.
The whole idea is to kind of live on the edge, or else these predictions mean nothing. It's like
fucking A. All right, that's it for me.
All right, I'll go next because I think Jeff has more than I do.
Yeah.
All right, so I've kind of talked about the first couple a little bit, but I'm going to go into a little more detail about one of them. New Xbox to be released this year for $400 or $200 subsidized with the Xbox Live contract.
That's
oh,
exactly,
I
want to
talk about.
Are we doing fist bump?
Yeah.
That is exactly my number one.
Fist bump,
Xbox.
Jeff. That's what? Good, man.
Boom, done. I said, yeah. Xbox this fall in November, second to third week of November. It's going to be showcased a month before E3, so May-ish. $399 all in price. I said though $249 subsidized price.
I could see that. The reason I said $200 is because the $300 Xbox is $100 with subsidized.
That's also 7 years after it was released.
That's okay. Xbox Live is still the same price.
That's true. It's not just Xbox Live though. The subsidized price is it's like something like $15.99 a month.
It's $14.99 a month for 2 years.
Which is more than Xbox. Yeah.
Quick question. Do you see either Sony or Microsoft pairing up with any like major cable providers?
I do in this case just so they can do it.
Because, I mean, in that case, they could release, you know, extremely affordable console, you know,
but
if
I think
they're making
a
3-year, it
up. It'd be like cell phones, a 3-year, like, subscription.
Right.
Or even on top of that, you could do it like they do set-top boxes now, because those are not cheap pieces of equipment, and they put those out at $5 a month. So you could get something like an Xbox at $10 a month.
Exactly. Yeah. That's,
you think that there's, like, cable companies that will have their actual software integrated into the actual system?
I don't think so much like that, but I just think that they'll pay it out that way. They'll have software like the streaming stuff like Comcast Xfinity does right now.
And I can see Xbox doing that because they are trying so hard to create partnerships with, like, you know, ESPN, NFL,
they
want to
be that
all these fucking
box.
Like major like cable channels and shit. Yeah.
And I think it's the easiest way, because right now Microsoft only does it through Microsoft stores. The only way to get a subsidized Xbox is through Microsoft stores, and the only way they could legitimately do that outside of that is to partner up with something that somebody's already paying a subscription fee to.
Exactly.
Go through that way. That's, Chris, right there with you, buddy.
That totally could be a fucking trend this year.
And also, just to piggyback on that, one of mine is this will also be the generation where we see the return of the pack-in game for a launch, but it'll only be digital. To get people to hook up their shit online.
I agree with that.
If you get this console, you get a free version of this, but you have to download it digitally. It won't be a physical copy of the game.
Yeah.
I got to have my Alan Wake fucking
All right, so new PS3 will be shown but released the first quarter of next year. We talked about that already. I didn't put a price on that, but I think the price will be comparable. It'll be $400. I don't think that the PlayStation will subsidize in the way that Xbox does.
Right.
Same here.
2013's Call of Duty announcement will include more Vita. Because they will wise up and realize that they fucked up on the last one. Please God.
Sony or Activision?
Both. Well,
no,
Sony
on
really
the contrary.
Is Sony has to go and buy Activision's support.
At that point though, Chris, I think it's too late. It's like if they're gonna wait an entire year to do that, it's too late to ride the Call of Duty train to sell consoles.
I'm grasping at this straw, Jeff.
Or
you leave my straw alone. You leave it alone, I'm keeping it.
But I'm taking a sip from it and it doesn't taste good. Just saying.
On the flip side, maybe they've realized that maybe first person shooters on a fucking handheld console just can't
doesn't feel right.
Yeah, and maybe they won't fucking do anything.
Maybe who
it's
knows?
Activision, they won't do that.
Come on. A Steam box of some sort releases this year for less than $500 and contributes to Steam for Linux, surpassing Steam for Mac in the number of games.
So you're thinking it's going to be Linux based?
I think it'll be Linux based.
Well, yeah,
it will
I think
be
that
Linux
absolutely.
Steam for Linux will have more games on it than Steam for Mac by the end of the year.
Yes. Okay. All right.
I don't know what Mac numbers are like. I'm not too. I'm ignorant, but right now I'd say that Mac. There's a lot more Mac games out there than Linux games.
Right. There are. Yeah. Right but now there are.
Sure, but if it's officially supported by Valve, then you bet your ass there's going to be a lot more going to Linux than.
But officially supported by Valve, does that mean like Valve made games, or because are they forcing third parties to make their shit?
If they make Steambox run Linux and people want to get their games on Steambox, then they have to get them to support Linux.
Yeah, exactly. Most of the Source Engine games right now work with Linux, and if fucking Valve is supporting Linux, then you. Goddamn know well that other developers are going to be like, oh shit, we should get.
Yeah, and one of the things that I talked about last year.
If the install base is there though, if it doesn't sell, if there's not, then they probably won't.
It all depends on how well it sells. But then one of the things that I mentioned last week is about how Valve got the Source Engine running on Linux and it was actually running better than Windows using OpenGL, and how they got
it running with OpenGL on Windows, and it was performing better than it was with DirectX. One thing that I didn't mention is that they said they got it done in a few months, where they've been working on DirectX for 10 years.
I've been doing a little research into that as well, actually. I did, and looking at like games that are coming out, and like seriously, a lot of people are adapting the OpenGL.
Yeah, OpenGL is just, it's a cross platform standard.
That's funny.
You know, it's the right way to do it. I mean, the one thing that makes this prediction for me, the one thing that makes this prediction a little risky, is because if you're running the OpenGL, it's not hard to get it on Mac either.
True.
So, you know, that might
DirectX,
that one yeah. that
DirectX
part of it might.
DirectX is a Windows thing, though, right?
DirectX is Windows. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. OpenGL is cross platform.
Does OpenGL will that yep. run it? Because all the good looking games right now all use DirectX.
And that's what I'm getting at. It's like they actually showed that OpenGL runs Source Engine games better. Than DirectX
more efficiently.
That's Source Engine games, though. I'm talking about like something like
that. If it runs Source Engine games better, then that it's just a matter of getting the engine to run well on OpenGL.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's like a lot of the fucking like PC games that are coming out in this next year are doing OpenGL as opposed to DirectX.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Even a lot of the indie shit. You know, if you look at some of the fucking like prepackaged like you know. Program at home fucking engines, Unity and shit, all OpenGL, not DirectX.
Yeah. That's why Unity works so well, because it uses OpenGL so you can develop in one environment for multiple platforms.
Yes, yes.
I'll put a caveat on yours saying I agree with you, but I don't think it's going to happen this year.
Okay.
Because I don't think the Steambox was here, but if it did, it would be like in the fall.
Well, I said I think it'll take the Steambox
to have a bunch of developers
get
that shit on Linux. So I will agree that it will happen in time, just not this year.
All right. The next two are just games and sales of these games.
Assassin's Creed.
Metal Gear Rising will be Platinum's best-selling title.
What will Metal Gear?
Metal Gear Rising will be Platinum's best-selling.
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, this one's not much of a stretch, really. Now, Last of Us sells more than the previous two Uncharted games combined. Wait. Caveat.
No way.
I'm not saying Uncharted 2 and 3. I'm saying Uncharted 2 or Uncharted 3 and Golden Abyss. Those are the last two.
I'm piggybacking because I had this exact same one. My exact wording is Jason will actually like Last of Us.
That's like my one anticipated title of this year.
And it sells better than any Uncharted game in its first month.
No.
I think it will.
No.
Bigger installed base. It's got fucking zombies, quote unquote zombies. I think that alone.
Nobody knows about the fucking zombies.
It's not zombies.
No.
Have you seen the sales about Uncharted? Uncharted didn't do well. I'm thinking this is going to have more hype than Uncharted is, just because it's going to look more violent and more to what the American gamer likes, and I think it's going to sell. Like Uncharted 1, 2, and 3 did not do well in any of their first months. I think this will do better than all three of those. Not combined, but I think it'll sell in its
Uncharted
first
Uncharted 1, 2, or 3 didn't do well in
not
their
in first
initial
month.
Months?
Nope. They do well over time, but in their first month they did not sell well.
That's really hard to track.
I guess
it's hard to track, it won't be hard.
I'm gonna revise mine a little bit. Well, no, I think the way I have it is fine.
Golden Abyss sold like not even 100,000 copies. It's pretty sad.
No, it's almost sold 1 million copies.
Really?
Yeah, and that's physical only. It's almost sold 4 million copies.
Oh,
when you're one of three games
at launch, you're going to do pretty well.
That is actually very true.
But Uncharted 2 is like in the 6 million area. Uncharted 3 is in the 5.5 million area. And Uncharted 1 is in the 4.5 million area. So
those are huge fucking numbers.
Uncharted 1, but look at their first month sales. They're not that good. They were like when they came out at NPDs, none of them was ever number one, like in the top like three.
I could see the first one, but the sequels, really?
I think two did the best. I think two had the best launch, and three was second. But yeah, I have a feeling they're gonna promote the hell out of Last of Us.
Yeah, it's gonna be their last. It's probably gonna be their last big title for PS3.
Yeah. I think
it's the last of them.
I see what you're saying.
I think it's gonna do really well. I hope
that game's gonna be so fucking good.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I'm excited.
I cannot wait.
That AI looks ridiculous from what they've demoed.
That's all I got. So, Jeff, take it away, bud.
I can't wait.
All right, so we did the Xbox Ones. Okay, Third parties all but abandoned the Vita in 2013.
What?
Therefore, Sony will... Dude, there's nothing coming out third party on the Vita like this year that's any relative game at all. There's like nothing.
It's true.
It's January.
Yeah, and there should be something at least announced or something when you look at a release list.
I don't know, man. You got a lot of year left.
True, but Jeff's like 100% right. There's no third party support for the Vita.
None.
This next year.
Nothing. Nothing that's been like you'd at least think they'd have it at least announced or on a fake like at least on a GameStop release list or something like that. There's like nothing. But then I put in caveat, therefore Sony will pretty much relaunch the Vita.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's going to be some sort of relaunch this year.
Yeah, I think they're going to relaunch.
As a second screen for the PS4.
There you go.
As a tablet.
To Jason.
As a PDA.
That kind of piggybacks on that. Like, I think they're going to try to relaunch it with the PS4, and basically with the new price and everything, and basically be like, hey, we're doing this over again correctly, and they're
going to
nail it.
I swear to God, you guys really want this. You should buy it.
Jason,
stop being dumb. Buy this.
This is a long fucking shot, but I think Street Fighter V is going to be announced this year.
Oh shit! Yeah, that was actually going to be one of mine. Street Fighter V announced this year.
For next gen consoles and like.
It will be announced in 2013, but yeah,
won't come out. Definitely won't come out, but I think it'll be announced. Correct. Going back to that, Darksiders HD sells like shit. Therefore, Capcom does not announce a new Darkstalkers.
Okay.
Darkstalkers, yeah. I don't want it to happen, but I think it's...
I agree with you, unfortunately.
I disagree.
This is really tough, though, because Darkstalkers HD could come out and end up, like, tournament-worthy and being played all over the place.
No, it won't. It won't. Darkstalkers HD will get... released, and there will be a lot of people that are like, oh, nostalgia. I like nostalgia.
But I think that'll be fun. Like nostalgia is not like not a lot of people play Darkstalkers. I think that was like the
I'm
prime.
Oh fuck, I'm pleading the fifth.
Really? Well, you obviously don't know about a fucking new Darkstalkers game. Like the
I can't comment on like a new Darkstalkers game, but All right, so let's...
I know, okay. Okay, even that being
let's
said...
Let's take an educated guess here. All right, we've seen, like...
everything.
Documentary... No. We've seen, like, documentary tutorial-style videos from producers from Capcom about this upcoming Darkstalkers game.
The
you
HD
don't
one?
See... Yes, about the HD, like, not a remake. Just
well, no,
the
it's
fucking,
just
the, like,
it's the old games and, like, the...
You do not... Send producers to fucking IGN to create tutorial videos unless you have some sort of investment in the series.
Too much investment, yep.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. What I'm saying is it's not going to sell well at all, and they're just going to be like, okay, well...
And what he's saying is maybe it doesn't matter because they're already invested in it.
Yes.
Well, no, I understand that, Glenn, Jesus Christ, but it's like, yeah, but I don't think it's... I think they... Well, maybe. I don't know. Then why bother putting out the HD version?
I don't think it'll sell well at all. I have, like... I don't know. 30,
he's saying Darkstalkers won't sell well, like but it's not going to make a difference on whether or not they're going to make
well, if that's the
version.
Case, if Capcom wants to, that's fine. And there's no really way to tell how well Darkstalkers does because no one ever releases downloadable numbers. But
I hope I'm wrong, but we might see a brand new Darkstalkers IP in it. Well, not IP, but
new game. I hope so.
Game announced. Yeah, regardless of the...
Darkstalkers cross-checking!
Yeah. Okay.
Well, and then again, they did make a new What's-It-Called game, and it's only in Japan, though.
Can I just say this real quick?
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Hey, Sega, can I have a new Fighters Mega?
Seriously. You fucking got your fucking remake. Not your remake, but your re-release. Did you buy that?
Did it come out?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it came out.
Sonic Fighters, Mega Mix, and
Mega Mix didn't
else.
Come out yet.
Yes, it did.
It was. I thought it was just Fighting Vipers, Virtua Fighter 2, and Sonic Fighters.
There was Mega Mix. I swear to God, I downloaded the demo.
Is that on PSN and Xbox Live? Or is it on
Steam?
Nine
of them.
I'll have to go look.
Not Steam.
Not yet.
Shit, now I want to know.
You can look it up. Anyway. I'm pretty sure Megamix isn't out yet.
Continue,
but you may as well just throw all those together, and there you go. You got Megamix. Bayonetta 2 does even worse than the first one.
Oh, that's obvious.
Somehow Sega convinces Nintendo to relinquish the rights back to them, and it actually goes multi-platform.
Agreed.
It's not a fucking tug and pull. Jesus Christ.
What? That doesn't make sense. What do you mean it's not tug and pull?
Finally release the rights to?
No, relinquish the rights. They'll be like, because Nintendo has the rights to Bayonetta, and after like 6 months, they'll be like, all right, you know, we don't care about having the exclusivity anymore. Go for it. Like Microsoft did it with Ninja Gaiden.
That's what I'm saying, is that they don't have that pull. Like, they don't own the entire fucking franchise. It's not a fucking tug of war.
Okay, I had this conversation with Twitter, and a bunch of people said, because I said they don't own it, but then everyone on Twitter said, actually, no, it came out, they actually own Bayonetta. Like, they actually bought, if it wasn't for Nintendo, Bayonetta 2 would never happen. They basically bought it, and Sega just has their name on it because they do. But it's actually like a Nintendo-owned thing.
I don't know about that.
I agreed with Jason. I said the same thing, but tweet
but God damn it, in the fucking shout box at VG Evo, somebody said something.
Dude, I'm talking Twitter, and they had links. Just saying, they had links, and it said that Nintendo actually...
They had links.
I saw it on 4chan.
Well, I'll look it up, but just saying.
It was in a wiki.
Well, we'll see what happens. Right. Halo game, obviously Halo game. We now see E3, we Halo 5. PS3 passed 16 worldwide sales, not shipped.
No. You passed over that whole Halo 5 thing.
Well, I said Halo game will be teased at E3. It'll end up being Halo 5. I don't think they're going to have like a number to it. I think they're going to tease something with Halo on the new Xbox, and then it's going to end up being Halo 5.
Okay.
I don't think they actually call it Halo 5 then. PS3 passed 360 in worldwide sales, in actual sales, not ship numbers.
I'll agree with that.
Worldwide. Shadow Complex 2 will happen this year, I promise.
Ooh, no.
I don't think so either, but I'm throwing it out there.
I really want it too.
I do too.
Such a good
game. Really was. Can I have a Metroidvania style Castlevania game on the Vita? I would fucking love that.
That would be awesome.
Make that happen, Konami. Do it.
Microsoft makes Xbox Live online play free, but will neuter silver members even more. So basically they're taking more of a like PSN approach. Like, you can play online for free, but to get
but
anything
you can't
else,
do anything else. No, you'll get party chat. You need to pay if you want to get
exactly.
party chat.
I think they'll be like, Ryan, here you go. But yeah, nothing else.
Xbox Live raises the price again when they release their new system.
Yeah.
There's another prediction for you.
That game company's new game will be multi-platform. That's kind of...
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's kind of... Because they had the 3-game deal with Sony, so they haven't actually said they will go multi-platform, but their 3 games are done. So I think so. And Insomniac will be the next developer to go through financial woes as Fuse doesn't perform well at all, and neither does the Ratchet & Clank game. Which I hope that doesn't happen either, because Insomniac are awesome.
Insomniac, I honestly think they were better off sticking with just Sony.
Probably.
I think they were, because they had that financial backing. I don't think that their games would perform well on 360 from a sales perspective. You know, I'm not feeling it.
Mm. I hear you. That's it, though.
Wow, all right. That's a whole lot of prediction. That's a pretty good prediction show.
That's some bold statements from Jeff Chorney. I like it.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping at least one of my crazy ones sticks.
You throw enough shit against the wall, something's going to stick.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Glenn actually wrote up a doc.
Yeah, I was working here. I tried to put it all together as much as I could.
I could have just copied and pasted the stuff that I had in Notepad.
Well, that's what I did with mine, and then I wasn't contributing anything, so I just typed it.
Well,
we have to pay Glenn time and a half.
Let's get moving on, because we're pretty far in here.
Oh yeah.
So why don't we do some new releases?
New releases.
Hey,
do it.
I got this.
Okay, so the big title next week is Ni No Kuni: Wrath of the White Witch, which is a RPG from Level 5 with a bunch of art by Studio Ghibli, and it looks amazing. And as a game, it's sort of a seems like a pretty decent RPG from the demo. It's probably worth checking out for like RPGs. On the download side of things, we have the latest game from Ron Gilbert of Monkey Island and Maniac Mansion fame, and that is The Cave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now this is sort of a 2D platformer puzzle adventure game thing. I think there's a cast of about 7 characters or so, and you get to pick 3 to bring into every playthrough. So it encourages, they all have different abilities and stuff, so it should be a lot of different paths and different ways of solving things, and it looks pretty damn fantastic. So that's out on PC, 360, PS3, and the Wii U by the looks of it. The PC is getting a Devil May Cry, so if you didn't want a console version, wanted a PC one, there you go.
Thank
for that.
God!
It looks like the Vita is getting something called Escape Vector. It's a downloadable game, I think. It's probably a mini or something, possibly. Don't really know. And finally, there's a game that may or may not be coming out. It was funded through Kickstarter, and that is Strike Suit Zero. Now, this is a space combat game, sort of, you know, X-Wing, TIE Fighter sort of style of thing. It's got sort of, it looks really arcadey, but you have sort of transforming sort of jets that turn into robots, so Macross.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks great. It may or may not be coming out, because Kickstarter games can tend to be delayed a little bit, but everything seems to point to that, except for the official website for it, which doesn't say jack shit. So, who knows? But it does look great if it is coming out. And yeah, that'll pretty much do it. Unless you want to buy a compilation of Naughty Bear games for the 360 for whatever crazy, crazy reason.
Don't judge me.
Crimebuster RSAD.
That was the one thing I was going to say. Naughty Bear Double Trouble on 360. All right, PC is also getting a bunch of other little stuff. Let's see, The Sims 3, which is not really little, but 70s, 80s, 90s stuff pack. Croy Lore is apparently an action game by a Japanese indie developer. Dungeon sure. Land, Dawn Star, Shoot
it's
Mania
It's like the
Storm.
Worst theme park ever.
Dungeon Land? Yeah, no
Dungeon
kidding.
Dungeon Land.
And Path of Exile, which some people might know because it's kind of sort of Diablo-y. I tried it. I didn't like it. Just saying. Right. For the Vita,
nobody does Diablo like fucking Torchlight.
I agree. Vita is also apparently getting Gun Commando as a DLC, a downloadable game. Maybe. It's on the list. We'll see if it comes out. But that is your new release list, so pick of the week.
The Cave.
I haven't heard the greatest things about The Cave. I've heard a lot of swearing in the office from the guy that was reviewing it, but...
Well, I don't have the opportunity to hear that shit. I'm just going by trailers and what looks cool.
I'm just passing along all that I know. It's not a whole lot. Like I said, you know, he may have loved the fucking game, but I just heard Matt Miller swear an awful lot.
Usually not a good sign. Usually not.
Not necessarily. Unless it's Brian Vore, because he swears about everything whenever he's playing. He plays games like there's nobody around him. Like, he'll laugh like... Like, nobody's fucking listening, you know? It's amazing. Anyway, so yeah, there's The Cave. Ni No Kuni, that's getting a lot of fucking high scores, but somebody who I really trust at work, who really knows her fucking RPGs and really loves them and really, really, really wanted to love Ni No Kuni, gave it a pretty low score. So
I don't think it was a low score. She gave it a 7. Not bad.
It's a 7, but I mean, it's not the 9 plus that we're seeing everywhere else.
Yeah, IGN gave it a 9.4. It's getting everything else has been 8 or above that I've seen.
Yep.
So that's my pick. Ni No Kuni. I mean, that should be very obvious.
I had a heart to heart with Kim, who reviewed it for our magazine, and yeah, she really wanted to like the game, but she had some issues with it. Big ones.
Apparently, it's very traditional RPG with some Pokemon thrown in.
And I was early. I've heard some reviews say it's the best Japanese RPG in like the last decade, but
it's the best looking one. Yeah,
I don't play a lot of Japanese RPGs.
Right,
not my thing. I don't like the art style. Not the art. The art looks nice. It looks pretty. Just the art style.
I don't know, man. If I can get some fucking high C's and a nap mat,
I was gonna say pull up a nap mat.
And you know, yeah, I could probably rock out with this game.
Not just high C's, Jay. You got to get Ecto Coolers.
Oh shit, Slimer. Oh
I was thinking Tang.
With a Hawaiian punch in a can that you have to punch
there
on both
go,
sides.
There you go. All right, everybody, get their pick of the weekend.
I didn't get mine, but I'm not buying shit. Backlog time.
Well, it doesn't
baby.
Matter. What would you buy if you were going to buy something?
Nothing.
If I was
going to
buy something, it would be Ni No Kuni, actually.
All right. All right, let's move on. So we're gonna skip Innis questions this week because we're running kind of long. So we're gonna do it next week. As a matter of fact, that's all we're gonna do next week. We're gonna do Innis questions and emails. So we're gonna try and do another 4-man show. We're gonna see if that works out. So you guys get your emails in, get those Innis questions in, and we're gonna go over them all
and
next week.
It's also a good time to rip into us for our predictions too. You may as well email us because usually we don't give a chance to you guys to do that because we have our prediction show, then we don't revisit it for a year later. So, you know.
Yeah, if you have rebuttals.
Yeah, rebuttals, go for it.
We like it. All right, if you want to send us an email, that address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337. Yes.
It's numbers and stuff.
It's numbers and stuff. I like that. I'm glad. I paused just in case, but I kind of like that it wasn't there. I'm kind of glad about that. You can send us a voicemail via email as well. You can just record an MP3 and send it to us. Or you can get us on GChat, which is or Google Talk, which is interactivedistractions@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter. We are Innis Podcast, and you can follow us individually as well. We are Innis Chris, Unistrike. What is it again? Is it 9 kilobytes now?
9 kilobytes.
Okay, I always get mixed up. And Indus Geoff.
KB.
Geoff. And hit us up at IndusQuestions@IndusQuestions, which is perfect for next week.
That's right.
It's hard.
At Indus.com.
It's a website. You can also check us out on Steam, Facebook, and Google Plus. Just search for Interactive Distractions and you'll find us. And come over to the Retroids community and join the fun. Join the community and talk about games with us. We would appreciate it. That was horrible. I don't know why I said that.
Oh my god.
And that is all I have. I probably said it because
I'll plead the fifth on that. I'll pull a Jace. I'm pleading the fifth.
All right, you guys have anything else before we wrap up and get out of here?
Yeah, real quick. I spent a little more time with that whole Neo Geo X
re-release
system.
Uh-oh.
It's fucking terrible. Do not spend your money on this shit.
Is it bad? Huh?
Why? What happened?
Colors are oversaturated. There are some fucking weird-ass shit whenever you connect it to the fucking docking station. Mm. I don't know. Long story short, this is not a faithful adaptation.
Is it like $299?
It's $200. It's $199.
If you can find it for $200, which is like on Amazon and shit. But yeah, the regular retail is actually $249 for the gold system.
Oh, really?
Which it has the 20 prepackaged games and it has like a Ninja what the fuck ever as like the SD card.
Yeah, the game card.
Yeah, but yeah. Long story short, the handhold is I don't know. It's hefty, but the clicky D-pad that we were all excited about.
Yeah.
It's actually less precise than the Neo Geo Pocket Color.
I never tried.
I don't know. Long story short,
don't buy it
unless you're fucking desperate. Yeah, do not buy this thing.
Just buy the games on PSN or Xbox Live. Yeah.
Even if this fucking system is fucking like hacked and emulated, the handheld is not worth it. It only has like 3 to 4 hours of battery life.
Oh my god! Wow.
Fuck that thing.
Yeah. From what I understand, the best way is still PSP emulators.
Seriously, fuck that system.
Sorry, dude. I'm glad you didn't buy it.
That
though,
is
right?
not
you
endorsed by Mr.
I spent a lot of. I take this shit very seriously. Like I had like a paragraph blurb in the next magazine to review this thing, and I just tore it apart.
Nice.
I gave it a 6 out of 10.
Oh, you actually reviewed it?
Yes.
Nice. I'll have to read that.
6 isn't that bad.
It's better than average because there's a good library, and it'll only last you 3 to 4 hours at a pop. But. The joystick doesn't hold up. The D-pad is super annoying because it's so clicky. Like it annoys everybody in the office whenever
click,
I play
click,
it.
Click, 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 click.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Click, 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 click. All right. Anything else, guys?
No,
click, 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 click. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zoom Marketplace.
Fuck, please, iTunes.
Please leave us a review. Did someone actually post a picture of a Zoom and send it to us? What was that?
I don't know, but if you're not on the Zoom Marketplace, come on in and join the fun.
No shit. I was just watching a movie last night, Unicorn City. It's like an LDS fucking comedy. They have like a speaker system, which I own, but it's a specific docking station for a Microsoft Zoom. And it was nostalgic. I like that way better than the Neo Geo X.
It's less clicky.
Way less clicky.
All right. Until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
I'm Glenn.
And I'm Jeff.
play your games, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Later.